Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, I got the man mindset, Got so many girls on deck, Cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, teaching you the game, just like that. Now I'm to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single. He's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool. That's right, for the next date, you sure to have a good night. See, no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast, you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you're ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be taking with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh. Yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Check, check. All right. What's up, everybody? What's up? You know I got to get the music in. Hold on a second. Let me get the music in so we go ahead and chop this game up and everything. Let's go ahead and pop this shit off right, man. Get y'all crayons out. There we go. Let's get the music, guys. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session, guys. Get y'all crayons out and understand this. This game that we're about to give you guys, nobody's giving you this kind of game. But the most important thing that we want to do is we want to make sure that you have no problems, no issues when it comes to relationships. If you guys have any issues or struggling with women, get with your boy. Because this is what we got to do. I got to move the camera up a little bit where we at. We kind of streaming on another's platform as well. So got to make sure I got that motherfucker. Set up right. Let's move that bitch over this way a little bit. Let me see if I think I got it right. All right, guys. Oh, shit. Damn, I'm way the fuck off. Wait. There we go. Guys, I want to call in. Y'all know the number. 563-999-3056 is the number if y'all want to call in. If you got a question, put a Q in the chat. All my chat room dogs, we got you covered, man. We got a nice show for you guys today because I know you guys are sick and tired of dealing with all this bullshit that these women are throwing at you and everything. So, guys, if you want to, as we always say before, this show right here is 100% authentic. There's nothing out there like what we're talking about, guys. Always remember, this is 100% authentic. Everything is coming in house. I am the Dean. Class is in session. Also, guys, if you're brand new here, go ahead and get on YouTube. Go ahead and hit the button. Like, subscribe, share. Get the notifications of the game so you guys out there can get an edge on the game like nobody else can. And that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that we give you guys the edge. Matter of fact, if you're following me right now, make sure all my chat room, 678, I got you in 1 second, 678. Hold on 1 second. Always make sure, guys, go to the get in your car, drive to the dollar store or Walmart. Go ahead and get your 100-piece puzzle set, man. Make sure you pay for that thing because what we got to do is we got to teach you guys out here to begin the process of talking to yourself. Take your ass home, dump the puzzle pieces out, throw the box away, and start communicating to yourself like a man, because nobody is teaching you actual game the way you're learning right here. So we want to make sure we got you. 678, I'll bring you in 1 second. I just want to first shout out all my chat room dogs, all my chat room dogs out there. Appreciate all the guys that's in right now. Also, all the ladies out there. You know you are. What's up, girl? Also, guys, like I said before, I didn't change this. I promise I would change the number. Shout out to the 296 people that liked the show. Y'all broke the record, and I promise I will change that the next time we go. I promise. I kind of messed that up a little bit. 678, I got you 1 second. Hold on 1 second. I got to tell the guys one more thing before I bring you in. Guys, I ask all you guys out there, please simply do this. Go ahead and get your notebooks out. Have your questions ready. If you got a question, put a Q in there. If you're texting a woman and you don't know what you want to do, just put a T in there, and I got you covered. If you want to call in, you got the number is 563-999-3056, okay? Just want to do that. Let's get all that out the way. So let me go ahead and bring in area code 678. 678. We bring in area code 678. 678, what's up, man? How can I help you? What's up?
Hey, so first off, Dean, good afternoon or good evening.
What's up?
Hey, so I got two questions. My first question is I'm a cosmetologist, and I'm in the process of still learning kind of the industry, and then from there building my clientele base. At being a cosmetologist, my clients are going to be men and women. So my question is, you've already told me about the bid. I've done the puzzle pieces and things like that. So my thing is, if I'm trying to build clientele, is there a way for me to approach the woman, use the bid that you've given me, instructed
your
me to
bid
use,
is not your and, bid is for okay. Hold on, wait, Tom, wait, mute yourself real quick. Let me tell you one thing. Hold on. Your bid is for her face in a pillow and her ass up in the air. Your bid is not to get clientele. The way you get clientele is by using the conversation classes to be able to have a conversation with these people, and it is a service that you give them. It's not just you talking. It's the service that comes with that. Are you offering waters? What kind of services are you giving these people to have them come back? Your bid is not going to work on clientele. That's just for – the bid is for getting some ass, okay? That's not the right thing. You see what I'm saying?
Understood. So from that standpoint, should I went looking at it? So the way that I looked at it, because I know you are big on independent thinking and thinking for yourself, and that's the practice. That was the whole reason why I did the 100-piece puzzle. So from what I have gathered, what I believe I should do is go up to the woman and treat her like a client, treat every woman like a client, and then as I bring in the money for myself, use the conversation from the conversation classes, and she at that point would then make a decision on whether or not she's trying to get to know me better.
All right. Wait. Okay. Let me give you a quick example. All right. When I had my bachelorette dating service, I was at a bachelorette party for women. All right. The reason why I had them come back was because it was experience. See, it was giving them the experience that most bachelorette parties, there's a guy that says, "Hi, I'm Officer Frank," and, "Hey, you know what, you're in trouble," and they start all that bullshit with the dancing, right? What I decided on doing is I decided to give them experience. So before we even started everything, I brought 5 women up there, put baby oil in their hands, told them to go into the room in the dark and rub his naked body down so they can go downstairs and tell the other women. And then the first set was a high-end set. The second set was a slow one where we wash your feet, tie her up, and all the other stuff. And the third set was a booty bounce set. So when we did all that, because it was outside the box, the other women not only wanted to be clients of this, but they would tell other women. You see what I'm saying? Because of the experience. Everything is all about the experience you give a woman, okay, my brother?
Understood. So basically from what I'm hearing from you is go for the money first then.
No, go for the mind. Everything. Go for the mind, not the money. The mind is connected to everything. How she feels is the mind. Go for the mind. Give her the experience. It's in the mind. All right, what's your next question?
So my next question is, when I do the bid, let's say she lives in another state, do I leave a candle in the window?
You can't leave a candle to a woman if you just met her. What are you talking about? You just met her.
So I do. No. Okay, so I did just meet her, but if she lives in another state, I can't set up a date within the three texts like you normally would
right,
want us
you,
to
wait,
do.
Wait. Who says you can't? Who says you can't go live with her? You go get some ice cream. I get some ice cream. We go live and have a date. Who says you can't?
You're saying a Skype date and she's in another state?
Listen, when I tell you can touch a woman from anywhere, I mean you can touch her from anywhere. See, you're boxing yourself in by thinking that just because she's in another state, you can't reach her or touch her. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. All right. Any other questions, sir?
No.
All right. We'll throw you back in. Thank you for the call, man. Stand up. All right, guys. Here we go. All right. We got a question from a woman saying to you, what are you? Let me pop this in. Let me pop this in. We got a question right here. Got a question that's popped in. The woman is asking, what are you looking for? Well, this is why I keep telling you guys. This is why clear, concise, and transparent is important. I don't know what I'm looking for because I don't know you. I don't know you well enough. I don't know what I'm looking for. I don't know what I want from you because you haven't even opened your mouth yet. See, y'all guys automatically give women power by running behind them, kissing their asses, and making them think that they're special. That's where y'all go wrong, and that's what we're talking about today. Today, guys, we're discussing women love men who have the power to walk away. And that's what we're going to be discussing today. So what I'm saying to you is, if you cannot tell her what it is you want, then you might as well throw her fucking number away. I mean, what do you – look, see, this is what I understand. I know you want to fuck. I know you want to fuck. Smash or whatever. So why don't you just go ahead and tell her you want to smash? Why don't you just tell her that? Because that's all you want to do anyway because you ain't got no game. There's nothing else about you to make her do anything for you. So just tell her the truth. Because if this is stomping you, you need to leave her alone. You need to leave her alone if you cannot answer this kindergarten-ass question. Let her go. Leave her alone. But, guys, we're going to chop it up, guys. Y'all got the number. The number is, gentlemen, is 563-999-3056. If you got a question, put a Q in the chat, and we got you covered. We will answer all your questions and all this other stuff. But we got to break the game down, gentlemen. We got to get y'all to see something that you don't understand. See, most of you guys, all your life, you don't run away from women. All you guys do is run towards her. Thirsty, needy, desperate, clingy, trying to kiss her ass, roll fruit at her feet. Put her on your throne and all this. It's crazy how y'all do this shit. Gentlemen, this show right here is showing you how to have strength and clarity so you can make the best moves to be able to walk away from a woman. Now, most of y'all don't think, y'all think it's just you walking away from a woman. No, not whatever. No, not in the slightest. She's got to know the first moment you meet that you're going to be willing to walk away. And the problem is most of you guys, because you're emotional, you got a lot of mommy in you. You make a lot of excuses. You are always running behind the woman, tiptoeing around, walking on eggshells, hoping that she changes her mind, hoping that she gives you what it is you want. And I keep telling you guys out there, if you guys out here are all you are about is sex, and I don't want to knock you. I always tell you, I'm not knocking because you want to have sex. And I want to knock because you want to have sex. But what I'm saying is if you can't run away and walk away from a woman, she will always see you as creepy. She will always see you as a loser, and she's going to walk all over you because you're not standing on your square. B, let me give you a shout out. B says, thank you, salute. Chest, keep me. Well, no, I want to punch you in your chest, B. I'm just saying, if you're going to talk to a chick, man, never talk to a woman on the front end. This is where y'all get the game wrong. Stop talking to the women on the front end and talk to her on the back end, because a woman is so afraid of judgment, she's gonna act a certain way around everybody else. You want to spit that flavor on her on the back end and tell her, you know what, hey, you know what, it's what it is. Here's my number. Call me. Get back at me. You see what I'm saying? Versus have all those damn conversations you were having with Peaches. Hola, como estas? Bienito, gracias. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. That's all the fuck you were doing, dog. You were just sitting there just coddling and talking to a woman. Men don't do that, brother. We don't do that. So you got to wake up from that. That's what you got to wake up from, all right? So anyway, like I was saying before, guys, lines are open. But let's break this down, because I want y'all to get your crayons out to understand this part of the game, all right? Y'all have to understand, not even understand, I need you guys out here to overstand this part. See, the man that can walk away from the woman is the man that is totally committed to himself and what he is. Now, remember I told you guys, standing on your square, you got to know why it is you're doing what it is you're doing. You got to be able to defend what it is you're doing. You've got to stand on what it is you're doing, and you got to express what it is you're doing. And in all of this, you have to be willing to walk away from a woman if she is bullshitting with you, if she's playing games with you, if she's trying to make you her fucking friend, or she's wasting your time. You have got to be able to check her ass at the door and let her know that this behavior will not be tolerated. And I know a lot of y'all guys saying, but wait a second, Steve, I'm going to lose her. But wait a second, you've already lost her when you motherfucker, well, hey, how you doing today? Well, you know, I just want to know what's up, girl. I mean, what you got going on, all that silly shit. That's why they ain't fucking with y'all. They don't want you to be tight pussy. They want you to be a man. They want you guys out here to stand up for something, and that is standing up for what you believe in. This should help you through your struggles. Because what I'm saying is the man that can walk away is the man that naturally starts taking the lead. What did we keep telling you? The rule of Jill Scott. Got to show you the rule of Jill Scott. Why are we doing all this? Because Jill Scott is telling you what women don't want you to know. Jill, talk to him.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn.
So if you can't tell, gentlemen, if you can't tell her what to do, dog, if you can't tell her what to do by taking the lead, by telling her to call you, you got a message. All right, Unique, I'll check that out and I'll post it. I got you, Unique. I'll post that. By telling her to call you, taking the lead, by telling her that this is where we're going. We're going to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. Well, I got to show you Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. You know, I tell you about Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. I got to show you. We're going. I'm sorry. Here it is. I'm sorry. We're going to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. We're going to get coffee, ice cream, or tea on the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth. We are going to get cocoa or wine. It's too hot now for cocoa on the corner of your face in the pillow. Oh, I'm sorry. Your face in the pillow, your ass up in there. That was the wrong street. My bad, guys. Let me go ahead and answer this question right here. Question is asked for me. Can you seduce a woman who already sees you as a friend? No, because you've already seduced her, my friend. You have seduced her to show you that you can be a shoulder to cry on. You can drive her around. You can buy her things. You can go ahead and take her out to eat, and you can pay her bills. You have seduced her into a friendship, sir. So you have seduced her, but you have seduced her the wrong way, sir. Never let a woman, exactly, never let a woman rent free in your head, gentlemen. That's part of the game. And that's what we're trying to tell you guys. Stop cupcaking over these women. That's all y'all doing. All you do is you see a woman that is hiding behind weave, makeup, eyeliner, push-up bras, tight clothes, eyeliner, blush, mascara, and all that other stuff. And you want to give everything to her? You want to give everything to her. Do you see what I'm saying, guys? But what I'm saying to all you guys, shout out to all the guys in here. Get the likes up, gentlemen. Shout out to all you guys listening to the show. If y'all got a question, gentlemen, put a Q in there. We got you covered in this show because we are chopping up. Lines are open, gentlemen, if you want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056. 563-999-3056. This show is being brought to you by Excuse Berry Crunch. For all you cupcake-ass guys out there that keep making excuses, go ahead and get your box today. Buy your box of Excuse Berry Crunch. God damn it, because most of y'all, all y'all are doing is making excuses when it comes to the game. All you guys are doing is sitting around and not taking the lead, gentlemen. You must take the lead. You can no longer play the victim because the man that can walk away is the man that's going to make her tingle. The man that can say no is going to get that woman. You want to know why? Because everybody is flooding the market with yes. Everybody's flooding the market with dick. Everybody's flooding the market with kissing her ass, bending over backwards, putting fruit at her feet, kissing her ass and doing what she wants to do. And all you guys are doing is wondering, why don't you win? Because all you are is a nice guy that she's going to keep your ass around, eat you up, and throw you out because you do not take responsibility for who the hell you are, gentlemen. And until you take that responsibility, you are not going to get the woman. You're not going to get the woman, gentlemen. Women do not want males. They want a man that through his thinking and love for himself, his actions, his choices, and his behavior is setting a good example for the woman to follow him. Y'all want to be like Michael B. Jordan. It's okay if we go out on a date. Can I take you out? Oh, hey, let's take a selfie together, girl. Okay. Oh, hey, wait, we're at another gala. Let's take a selfie together. And that's all y'all motherfuckers doing is just taking all these things, man. All y'all are doing is sitting around here like Michael B. Jordan, taking all these photos with these women, and you ain't getting anywhere. You know what the real photo is? Michael B. Jordan be like, hey, yo, check this out, Instagram. Hey, look, I'm over here playing my video game. Hey, look what's behind me. And she did, you hear this, and she vacuuming his floor. Or she's in his kitchen washing his dishes. She's in the background folding laundry. Y'all think I'm crazy, but I'm telling y'all, this should be the expectation. Don't let these women get away with shit. Let me answer this question real quick. Unc, this girl just expressed her emotions for me saying that she's got a feeling. She's got feelings. You said feelings, not feeling. She's got feelings for me. I say you're just William. Why you books and send you to school, William? And you're always, William, why do you males and surface dwellers, why do you guys always sit around here and say this goof-ass shit? And Brother, when a woman is expressing her feelings to you, why would you make her feel like shit when she's telling you how she feels, dweller? Are you fucking serious? Why would you tell a woman that's telling you that she's interested in you. Yeah, you know, you just send your fucking emotions, Dottie. I mean, that's how you sound. You're expressing your feelings to me? Oh, wow. It's like you in high, not even high school. It's like you're in elementary school. You're a grown goddamn man, and a woman is telling you she's interested in you, and you are not taking her and taking that information, setting up the date and leg spread your ass cheeks, setting up some time that y'all can spend together so we can see where your emotions are going to lead to. But all you want to say is, well, you just in your feelings. You're just, I don't understand. Ali, oxy-free, tag, you're in. I mean, that's how the fuck, don't laugh, motherfuckers. That's how he sounds. Are you fucking kidding? And see, this is why women don't want to say shit to you guys. She's putting damn near the pussy on the platter. And you're saying you're in your fucking, dude, let me get to the next question. Jesus Christ. I met a girl at the pool within 25 minutes. We went back to her place, but I didn't smash. We sort of got hot and heated. The deal never completely finished. Now she hadn't responded to my text. Well, here's the problem. And I need you to help me out here because, okay, if you meet a Sasquatch, you know, hey, I've got to fight Batman in 25 minutes, so let's go back to the Legion of Doom so we can fuck. You ain't got no game. So if you get a woman back to your place in 25 minutes, you know she... don't say that, Steven. I'm not Grodd. You are messing with a Grodd chick. And what's even worse is, why do you hate yourself, man? Why do you hate yourself? The reason why she didn't respond back to you, because you showed her what she's going to get if she gave up the ass. If she gave up the ass, the problem is that you don't know how to kiss. You don't know how to talk that yak in her ear. You don't know how to touch her. You don't know how to do anything. And she realized, man, this motherfucker don't know what he's doing. So you know what? I'm going to throw him back in the well. Let me bring in this call real quick. Guys, I want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056. Lines are over. Unique, I got you covered. Area code 909, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Steve, can I ask you right now, or do I need to ask you off air about if I middle ground and like smiling?
Off air. No, we don't talk about product, but ask me another question.
Okay, that was the only question, but I understand now. Thank you, Steve.
All right, much love to you. Hold on.
All right, bye-bye.
The week is going well. Thank you very much for asking. I hope yours is going okay too. I will await the details for the weekend. And let's say I'm excited and nervous and, yeah, it's all good. Speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
See that, guys? This is how you're supposed to have. I'm going to play that again. If you guys don't have women this way, listen to what she said. All the way from Bloe, London. Hello, my name is Porter, Harry Porter, all the way from motherfucking London. Let's hear her again. Gentlemen, this is when you have game. When you are able to walk away, they are nervous. Listen to that shit one more time.
Good afternoon, Antonio. The week is going well. Thank you very much for asking. I hope yours is going okay too. I will await the details for the weekend. And let's say I'm excited and nervous and, yeah, it's all good. Speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
God damn it, that blow he say, girl. Oh, shit. That's what Uncle's talking about. See, guys, y'all don't see. You should have her nervous. You should have her wondering, like, who is this guy? And what are we going to do? Good job, Antonio. Good job. All the way from Bloe, England. He's showing y'all from England how much game he has. Got y'all questions? Put a Q in there. I got you. But what I'm saying to you guys out here, a woman needs a man, and she needs to know that that man, when she meets him, can make decisions for the two of them and be able to lead her to those decisions without questioning his authority. You guys are so busy scared, you do not demonstrate strength. You do not demonstrate patience. Because the man that can walk away is demonstrating all these things without even saying anything. Patience, strength, cool, calm, relaxed. He's in control of how he feels, depending on the situation. Yeah, she's sexy. Damn, she got a fat ass. Woo-wee. She look good, but you know what? God damn, I look even better. What do I keep telling all you guys that no one's ever told you before? Get your crayons out. Women are not sexy. You're sexy. Women are not desirable. You're desirable. Women are not cute. You're cute and all that other shit. They have to earn sexy, desirable, beautiful. These are things that must be earned. And when you can demonstrate strength in who you are and controlling your emotions, controlling your perspective. Remember, guys, your perspective and your reality is based on how you feel about yourself. So if you are not feeling yourself, if you're not feeling yourself, then you are not going to be able to display strength, gentlemen. Strength. You must show her the strength that I have, that I have enough strength to tell you to say no to her. I'm not buying you a dinner. Have enough strength to say, call me. Have enough strength to walk away if she's playing games with you. And have the resilience. She should see that no matter what happens with you, you are not going to be fazed by any circumstances. Because remember, I told you guys, you are not her rejection. She is not. She does not define you. And the reason she does is because you allow her to define you. Phil wants to disagree. Let me bring in Phil's disagreement because I appreciate the disagreement from Surface Dwellers. Let's read what Phil says. Phil says, I disagree. No woman's going to listen to your... Hey, Phil. Phil, ain't no one going to listen to your disagreements, bitch. Fuck you talking about. Okay, Phil, allow me. Phil, come here, Phil. All right, y'all be nice to Phil. Don't kick him out. Be nice. Be nice to Phil. Phil. I overstand that you have never touched a woman before. And I overstand you have no game, no laws, no rules, no codes, no mission statement. You ain't got a mouthpiece. You couldn't even talk to a piece of pussy if it's in your face. I understand that, Phil. And I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you, Phil. I just want to show you something, Phil. Phil, just give me a second. Let me show you something, Phil. So, Phil, I want you, and let me take this off real quick. All my chat room dogs listening, I want us all to read together because I want Phil to read this. Hold on, first out, shout out to God of Blackness for the super chat. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Father, shout out that. I appreciate that. Now, Phil, you're saying to me that a woman will not submit. All right, Phil, allow me to just let's, I'm going to pull this up, Phil, and we're going to read this together, Phil, as one, as a unit in a whole. We are going to read this together. Let's read it together. Hello, I hope you're having a great day. I think about you. I see so much great potential in you. I know you're probably with someone else or dealing with multiple people. That's women. That's women, big guy. That's women. This is what she's saying right here. I see you as the kind of man I can settle down with and build a level stable life with. I can see you as my king. You are ambitious. You have a pleasant personality. You are fun and sexy and great in bed. I'm sure I can learn a lot from you and can learn a lot from me and all that. See, well, wait, now, Phil. Do you actually think he ain't going to get that woman to do whatever he wants him to do? Phil, do you think? Hey, Phil, look at this. What are you up to other than thinking about me? That's the guy talking, Phil. But look, the woman, Phil, listen, Phil, did you know, damn, you really do read minds. You see that? We're just always on the same page. You sound extra fine on the phone. Had to take a break and regroup. So, Phil, are you telling me that woman is not going to follow instructions? Phil, is that woman not going to follow instructions, Phil? Phil, I mean, wait, what is this right here? You're absolutely right. Everything is happening for a reason. I've actually had a meltdown. Went over to Cheesecake and had an essence of a dinner myself because I'm afraid. I don't know what the fuck that shit is. I thought it was something. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's one, Phil. How you were kissing me everywhere in the way that you slid your thong to the side and devoured her, meow, and gave me chills and had me wanting more. When you finger me at the same time, eating me out, OMG, is oh my God, Phil. I think you almost made me squirt. It's never happened before. So, Phil, my boy, do you actually think what you're saying? Phil? See, and over here, we got game over here, Phil. We teach guys not to get women, but to show women why we're the prize, Phil. So I hope that you can find it in your heart, Phil, to find yourself. But if not, take your ass on. You might be in the wrong room, sir, because a woman will not want to date or be with someone who kicks itself in the ass that way, Phil. Call lines are open. I'm the dean. Class is in session. What a shame. I mean, damn, Phil. Phil is so sad. Anyway, let me keep going, guys. We don't want Phil to damper our moods because Phil ain't got no game. Steve, show Phil what I sent you in the message. Oh, shit. Hold on, guys. Hold on, wait a second, guys. I got a message. Hey, hide off the tracks. Hold on a second, Antonio. Hold on, Phil. Allow me. Hold on, y'all know I'm gonna do this. Y'all see it? I got it right here, guys. So I don't want y'all to think I'm lying. So all I'm gonna do is I'm gonna download those messages right now. I'm gonna upload the messages, and we're gonna read these motherfuckers live on the air, Phil, so we can show you what it's like when women submit to you and want to be with you, Phil. I got you, Phil. I got you, dog. Maybe your paw ain't love you, dog, but your boy, the Dean, has got your back. Hold on 1 second, Anton. Let me go ahead and upload these on the show. So give me a second. I'm going to download to upload. Guys, you have a question, put a Q in there. Gentlemen, today we are talking about how you can draw women in by having the courage to walk away from women. To walk away from women, gentlemen. That's what we want y'all to feel about yourselves. You guys are great men. And until you start believing in yourself, you will always be able to control the narrative and the situation. Hold on, Antonio. Give me a second, sir. Let me grab what you're saying real quick. Let me show you. Well, damn, Antonio. Let me just grab the last one. We don't need to grab the first one. But just to give old Phil, I'm sorry, guys. We always got to take a moment because there's a lot of guys that don't believe that a man can get women by walking away and being a man and stuff. So this is coming straight from Antonio from London. Antonio, you scratched out the number. Thank you. So let's look at Antonio's message real quick. Don't look at the titties, but look at what she's saying. Very hot, Antonio. Antonio hit it with a voice message. She says, oh, yes, I can't wait to feel it. And Antonio, what do you think that is? Feeling what? A dinner? Feeling what? Feeling a friendship? What do you think it is, Phil? So what she's saying is perfect. I'll show you how good I am, right? And I look forward to that sexy lady. She says, this is what I'm saying to y'all guys out here. Phil, I got you, Phil. See, I'm giving you a mannerism right now, brother. I got you, Phil. But Phil, what? Here's the problem, Phil. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Your biggest problem, Phil, is that you're worried about what women are going to do versus what you need to be, Phil. Okay? You're worried about what women are going to do. Shout out, hey, no problem, Jay. Thank you, Jay. You guys are worried about what women are going to do versus be the man. And that's what we're talking about today. Demonstrating strength. We talked about that. Next, a man that can walk away, a man that can say no, is a man that is cool, calm, and collected. When is the last time you guys saw James Bond be like, hello, my name is James Bond. Where you going, girl? Why you bloody with that guy over there? Where you going? Why you got to talk to him? Why can't you talk to me? You ever heard James Bond say that? No. A man, when she realizes that you are grounded in who you are, when you are rooted in your core, gentlemen, regardless of the storms and the chaos, you will be seen as someone to follow versus someone to run away from, gentlemen. That's what we're talking about. Anton, what the fuck you said? Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Anton. I'm sorry. So there's something else. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, guys, I got the number to call. The lines are open. Shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. We got you. But Phil, listen to me. I'm talking to Phil and all you guys out there that are new to this stuff that don't believe that these women won't roll fruit at your feet. Okay? This is what I'm saying to all you guys out here. See, she is used to the chaos of the emotions that most of y'all feel when you get around women. What do I tell you guys? Because all you guys are thinking about sex, you already lose because you're getting your feelings. You're getting your emotions. But I keep telling you, don't go for what's between her legs. Go for what's between her mind. Because where her legs are, as I share all the time to you guys, it is the wrong place to go because between her legs is where her belief system is, her morals, her judgments, her ethics, and everything she is. And where we got to attack is not what's between the legs, gentlemen. We must attack the mind. That's the conquering mentality that we have. And that's what's demonstrated when you can show a woman that she does not faze you. That she does not faze you, gentlemen. Why do you think I tell you to get your puzzle pieces? Because your puzzle pieces should create the... Hold on, let me stop real quick. God damn it, Miles Cunningham. My dog, Miles Cunningham. Motherfucker, tomorrow, Real Game No Theory, y'all get to see my dog, my brother from another mother, Miles motherfucking Cunningham. Hey, guys, y'all go ahead and sign up to Miles, man. Sign up to Miles, Real Game No Theory, 12 o'clock tomorrow with the 7 baddest motherfuckers in the game. Shout out to my dog, Miles, man. Got love for you, man. Got respect for you, man. That's my dog right there. But as I'm saying to you guys out there, please get your crayons out and understand. This is where the puzzle pieces come at because nobody's showing you this type of game. We have got to be able to communicate to ourselves and be able to communicate and have a calmness and an air of strength and an air of patience as well. Because as you are calm, you must show the woman that every decision you're making is not to get her to your house. Every decision that you're making is not to have her face in a pillow and her ass up in the air. Every decision that should be made, gentlemen, should show the woman the value that you have for yourself. And if she wants to be a part of your world, wait a second, I don't think y'all heard what Unc said. I didn't say her world. I didn't say her world. I said your world, gentlemen. Gentlemen, this is why I say it's about the man. It's about you. Because women, they will watch soap operas. They will watch reality TV. They will cry in their drinks of wine, hug their cat kittles, and read a goddamn book and go to sleep. I guess I'm not aware. I guess they do that kind of stuff. But what I'm saying to you guys is that as a man, you are constantly building your world. You are building your scribe. You're building your laws, your rules, your codes, your principles, your narratives, your mission statement, your everything, your vision statement, your legacy statement. You are creating everything while she is doing that. You are creating your values, your beliefs, your principles, your character, your emotions, your personality, gentlemen. You are creating seeing the big picture. You are creating having drive, ambition, going after you want, getting things done, acting decisively, taking ownership, taking risks, going for what you want, and not giving a fuck every day. So you're telling me, gentlemen, you're telling my cake ass that you got to kiss her ass when you're building and all she's doing is watching reality TV, waiting for the next Kardashian or I don't know, the Church of Beyonce to do something, waiting for the next hairstyle to come out, waiting for the next dress or outfit to come out. Think about this. They're not building. What are they building? They're not building anything. You want to know why they're not building anything? Hold on. Ladies, don't get mad, ladies. Why they're not building anything? Because all you cupcake-ass motherfuckers are doing all the building. Let me hear it in. I got you. Ooh, boy, I'm going to get that pussy if I can just take her out to dinner. Oh, yeah, let me screw that in. Woo-hoo. Man, I'm going to get that pussy eventually because I'm going to be her shoulder to cry on. Oh, my God. Let me cut that wood for her because, oh, man, I'm almost there. It's been 5 months. Oh, my God, 3 weeks. 4 days and 3 hours and fucking 23 seconds, and she's going to eventually give me that pussy. That's why they don't have to build. Because you surface dwellers are building for them. But when she meets a man, she has no choice but to submit. And I know it's hard. Gentlemen, I know it's hard to see what I'm saying. Okay? I'm saying it. I'm telling y'all. I promise y'all. And what I'm saying to you guys out there, this is why you got to have strength. This is why you got to win. This is why we teach you how to win. The only way you can win as a man is by having a belief in yourself that goes beyond what it is you think of yourself, gentlemen. What do you think of yourself? You build every day. Gentlemen, you build every day. And if you build every day, how is it that you're the one in the catbird position running behind her ass? How? I need somebody to explain that to me because I just... Again, I'm not trying to act like a dick here, but how? How? How can she believe and follow you when you are not actually following yourself? Because there's no belief in what you are to yourself, gentlemen. Think about what I'm saying. To yourself. And the only way she's going to believe or feel or have an understanding for you is when you know game. Oh, shit. Hold on a second. We want to teach you game. And you can't learn game when you're sitting around worried about the woman. She's got to know that I'm willing to walk away from her. She's got to know that her shit is not going to be tolerated here. She's got to know that it's all about me. Y'all see what I'm saying? And let me pause real quick. We don't need to kick. Remember, we don't kick out the dwellers. We'll time them out, but don't kick them out. Gentlemen, don't be mad at losers. Listen, I want to give y'all a, I mean, we time them out and he goes wrong again. We'll let him go, but this is beautiful right here. This is truly beautiful. And because it's truly beautiful, is that we'll take what he has one day, man. He'll never amount to anything. He's his mother. He'll never amount to anything. But we'll continue. I'm going to keep going because I want to break the game down to you guys out here. I got y'all covered. But gentlemen, what I am saying to you guys out here is that it's not showing patience all the time. It's even in difficult times. Because there is a lot of pressure on you guys, okay? All right? There is a lot of pressure on you guys, okay? That you put on yourself. Remember, gentlemen, your perception and how you see the world will be your reality. And what I am saying to yourself, this is not your reality. You actually, for a lot of you guys out here, you have never taken the time to become centered and grounded in every move that you make. We become centered and grounded when we, gentlemen, not her, we become centered and grounded when we know who we are. We become centered and grounded when we know what moves we make. We don't care about the end result. Let her say no to me. Let her say she's got a boyfriend. Let her say she's not interested. But how is that woman still going to end up in your bed when she sees you're not fazed by what she's saying? How many times have you seen a guy say, hey, what's up, girl? And she's like, no, I'm not. He's off. Oh, F you, you bleep, 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 right? You see what I'm saying? All in his feelings. Men are not emotional and we're not in our feelings. When you meet her, she should know that you can walk away. But most of you guys out here are catering to women. But are you actually catering to the woman? Crayon time. I keep telling y'all, crayon time. Get your crayons out. Y'all are catering to makeup, weave, and eyeliner. That's not her. That is a lie that she has on to because she doesn't even like herself. So she's got to put on the weave or the fake hair. She's got to put on all that makeup on, the fake nails, the mascara, I guess the blush. I don't know the blusher. Mascara words, you know what I'm talking about. They got to do all that for what? So you can run behind them? Why? And it's not, ladies, this is not a bad thing. It's just a real thing. We know that, listen, nobody's here to knock you ladies for being insecure. You're supposed to be insecure. You're supposed to be emotional. And this is why I'm telling all the ladies that's listening to you, listen to me, I'm telling the guys not to take advantage of you. I'm telling them to keep it real with you. Gentlemen, as I say to all you guys out here, these women don't understand what emotions actually are. They are driven by a false feelings. Remember, their perception and their reality is not actually their reality, just like yours. But what I'm saying to you guys, when you have game, you can slice through the BS. She needs to know, and again, it's not to walk away to me. Listen, do not, we got to do this Smokey the Bear stuff for a lot of you newbies in here. Do not lie to a woman. You don't have to lie to a woman. Do not beat around the bush. Do not walk on eggshells. Do not kiss her ass. Do not make her feel that she's better than you. Don't do that. Do not tiptoe around. Do not give in and buy her a dinner. Do not ask her boring-ass questions. What do you do for a living? When's your last boyfriend? Man, don't do that. DB, thank you for the super chat, brother. Appreciate it, man. Thank you, man. Thank you, brother. Gentlemen, you have got to learn how to charge women to the game. And that is one thing y'all don't even know that you have the power to do. You have the power to do these things. But no one's ever told you anything, man. Because you know the man that is not going to walk away from the woman. The man that's not going to walk away from the woman is not going to avoid any challenges, man. He's not going to keep his thoughts closed-minded. He's not going to be in his comfort zone. He's not going to think about the possibility of failure. She's got a boyfriend, and what do I got to do to cupcake? What? You guys see a woman, first thing you want to do is you want to take her out and feed her. And you want to know why she running game on you? Because she's smart. Look, you're feeding the fact that she's got skills to go to Victoria's Secrets or wherever she gets her bras, that she finds the perfect bra for the perfect sucker. She knows how to go to the store and find the perfect tight clothes for the perfect sucker. She knows how to find the perfect makeup and put it on for the perfect sucker, but not the goddamn man. Men see through that shit, man. But what I'm saying to you guys, you can't see if your perception is just between her legs. Her mind has everything you want, but no one's ever told you that. No one's ever told you this part of the game, baby. This is what we do. This is who we are. She's allowed to say no. She's allowed to say have a boyfriend. Remember that. Quick commercial break.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, we're back. Hey, lines are open. We're here chopping it up. We got you covered. Listen, this is not a hate ladies bash type show. I'm not here to bash women. I'm here to show men how to force you women to clean up your acts and start doing the things you're supposed to do. But you know what? You'll clean up your act when you get around a real man. This is a Michael B. Jordan free zone area. So if you ladies are looking for Michael B. Jordan here, that's two doors down to the left. Get on the shuttle. Jay, fly that plane to the Nebula then get on a donkey and go to that building, because we are not Michael B. Jordan over here. Let's take food. Nah. We ain't Michael B. Jordan over here. Y'all, ladies, we ain't cupcaking over here, man. We ain't on some sucker stuff over here. We're teaching man stuff, how men think, how men operate. But when you are focusing on feeling sorry for yourselves, gentlemen, this is why they hunt you down. So many of you guys get knocked down and beat up because a woman isn't interested in you. But then I ask you the question, what are you doing to become interesting? Well, Steve, I just gonna show up and let the pussy talk drop me. Man, come on, man. Really? Do y'all see what women have to go through? These Michael B. Jordan guys. Well, come on, girl. Let me take you out to dinner. Yeah, girl, I'll feed you. Get the what? Gentlemen, if you're gonna feed her, leg spread your ass cheeks, 99-cent loaf of bread. That's all she deserves. And I know a lot of you ladies out here say, nah, he cheap. No. I'm telling you right now, you go to leg spread your ass cheeks, get a 99-cent loaf of bread. Because you do not have to feed a woman. That's not your job. That's the surface dweller's job. Let him feed the woman. Let him run behind the woman. Let him please the woman. Let him roll fruit at her throne. We're not doing that. Women do not want soft men. Gentlemen, remember I told you guys this. Remember this, peep game. Remember I told you about Walt Disney. I told you all these little girls subconsciously know and want the... Oh, okay. They call us bad boys. We're not bad. We just say no. We're not bad. We can walk away because you're not special. Ladies, listen to me, because I don't want y'all ladies to get all hurt with this shit. You're not special because you have never proven anything to be special. The only thing you can do special is know how to put on a wig, makeup, eyeliner, push-up bras, and tight clothes. That's the only thing you can do. Shit, ask you to cook a meal, boy, you probably, what do you mean, cook a meal? Oh, I'm tripping again. Wait, you mean fold some clothes? Oh, I'm fine again. Oh, you mean wash a dish? Whoa, you got me twitting, man. Come on, man. I know you guys think women won't do things for real men. They will do them for real men. They will. They will cook. They will clean. They will do all the things that you guys think that they won't do. They'll do it. You want to know why? Because, again, gentlemen, you keep missing the point. As a man, you are all things. You build worlds and universes. You build as a man. She doesn't build. You build your mind. You build drive. You build your kingdom and your castle and how you're going to move in this world. She's not building, and ladies, there's no knock. Listen, come on, ladies. I know some of you ladies are like, wait, I build too. God, stop lying. You don't build anything. Yeah, you build an emotional little patch where you have a feeling session. You build through your feelings. You don't build. Hold on. Emma has a question. He says, are women saying they won't do these things nowadays because men ain't putting their foot down to compare to older times? Well, listen to this. A man, whoa, y'all got it wrong. Whoa, time out. This is not a dictatorship. Wait a second. Wait. If I am the creator of my world, and I know that you have never reached your core, and I know things about your body that most guys don't know about, I can make you smile, I can make you laugh. I can make you blush. I can make you think. I can make you react. I can make you feel things the way you never even felt before. Do you actually think I gotta ask for I'm not laughing at this, but wait a second. You think I need to put my foot down? No, young man. No, 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 no. I think you got it all wrong. Young man, you don't have to put your foot down to a woman. She just needs to know that you have the power to walk away if she doesn't modify her behaviors. I keep telling you guys, she's going after your last name. She's going after your ring. So you must make her prove value and worth. And I know a lot of women say, she ain't for you. You want a woman to climb the mountain like she's Smeagol on the Lord of the Rings. Ah, my precious ring. You know that motherfucker. Ah, precious. Ah, my precious. You want her to go to take her ass to Gander Mountain and get some hiking boots, mountain climbing gear, and prove she's worth your curiosity. Prove that she is worth your attention. Prove that she is worth your time. Prove that she's worth your respect. But y'all don't do that. But what I'm saying here, young man, is that women will do those things when they realize they're with a man that has options, a man that can say no, and a man that can walk away. They will do these things. Because, gentlemen, I keep telling her, just send her, hey, send her back in the way. Wait, where's it at? Hey, candle maker. I keep telling y'all. Right here, candle in the window. She want to act up. You send her on her way. Hey, guys, remember. Guys, listen. Let them go. Guys, the game that I'm showing you, let them go. Let them go. She'll never find a man that has wine above his bed. She'll never know a man that talks the way we teach you how to talk to them. She'll never have a man to do that. Hey, October, sex a ween. We'll do that in middle of September, but she'll never find a man to do that. She'll never find a man to talk to her and not at her. Remember that, guys? So let her go, and she will crawl her ass back. That's why we got the candle in the window, because we got to give her a way to find her way back home. And I'm telling you guys, they will come back home. Because remember, women price shop. You know, you see in the store, they squeezing cantaloupes and stuff like that, gentlemen, doing all that price shopping. What I am saying to you guys out here, I'm saying to you guys, listen, I'm not saying be a dictator to these women. How can we? Because we're so smooth. I mean, think about this. Who's the one that's going to send them voice messages and video messages? Who's the one that's going to make them remember, guys? Remember, if you're new here, guys, let me tell y'all. If you're new, let me explain something to you. I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to be attracted to me. And I don't want her to love me. That's all going to come. I'm trying to show you guys to have a conquering mentality to get it all. And getting it all is not between her legs. Getting it all is getting it right between her ears. And once you get here, she can't leave. You guys are too busy letting her in your mind rent free, and you're not letting her, and you're not in her mind rent free. And that's the problem. I'm saying to all you guys out here, they will work for a man because a man will not accept anything less but her A game. A game. There is no, there. Listen, but wait a second. But wait, hold on, guys. I want y'all to see this. I want to show how cold we are. Because I know there's a lot of ladies saying, oh my God, this is some sexist and misogynistic shit. Well, baby girl, let me tell you something. When you get with a real man and you sick, he's the one getting you your goddamn chicken soup. He's the one rubbing your feet. He's the one making you feel sexy. He's the one looking in your eyes. He's the one there for you in your bad times when you're feeling all these things. So go ahead and try to find someone like me. You see that, guys? They will go. They'll be like, oh, I don't need you, but they always come back because we are the, remember guys, I tell you, nobody tells you the secret that I tell you. Nobody shows you on this month, this show, nobody shows you this. The reason they come back, the number one reason they come back is because you are the only one of your kind. There is nobody like you on this planet based off of your DNA. Prove me wrong. So if you are the only one of you and you learn who you actually are, then she has no choice but to submit to you because there's no playbook on you. Remember, guys, that's why we give them the drug of us. You're the fentanyl. You're the lines of coke. You're the marijuana. You are the liquor. But a lot of people don't want you guys to see your power and your strength. I always tell you guys, remember, Tudors, they said it. Always tell the king what he should do, not what he could do. Because if a lion knew his own strength, no man would be able to stop him. And I'm telling you guys that you can get everything you want. You got to believe that you in yourself. You got to believe that you can get everything. And if she says no, she's got a right to say no. She's got a right to say, I got a boyfriend. She's got a right to say, I'm not interested. She's got those rights. But we have the right to walk away. We have the right to say goodbye. We have the right to say, well, good luck to you on your next individual. Guys, I'm telling you, even down to when you are setting up the date with her. Let her say, I don't. Please, lady, say, I don't know to a man like me. Say, I don't know. Say, maybe. Say, I'm not sure. Say, I'll get back to you. Say, I don't know, and see how fast I throw you back into the water. Because I ain't a maybe motherfucking man. I don't know. I'll get back to you, and I'll think about it. That's not me. Because, guys, here's the beautiful thing about it. I want to know about your character. And if I want a woman that knows what she wants, and if you don't know what you want and you undecided, then I can't mess with an undecided. I can't be with you. Mm-mm. You got to throw her back in the water. Hey, toss her back in and get your ass back in there and start fishing. I'm saying to you guys out there, when you demand excellence of yourself, I promise you they will fall in line. But this is the catch. This is the catch. You must come to terms with the person that is screwing you over. You must come to terms with the person that is lying to you right now, telling you you're more than what you actually are. You must come to terms with your mindset, because the only way you are going to grow and get this game is to stop listening to the person that's trying to hold you back, and that's you. You don't realize you're holding yourself back. And why do you lose with the woman? Because all you guys do is walk up to these women and show them your hand. And then you act like you got the perfect hand. And this is why they run rings around you guys. Because what do y'all guys do? Let's play the tennis. What do y'all do? Beat around the bush. Well, I was wondering, what are you doing today? How was your day? What you up to? Or you're walking on eggshells, or you're beating around the bush, or you're trying to be your best friend. You pick one, you're doing it. And this is why you're losing, because you're not playing the game to win. And winning is not getting the woman, gentlemen. Don't get it twisted. You don't win by getting the woman. You win by standing on your principles. You win by walking away. You win by going after what you want. You win by when you get knocked down. Wait, I'm going to say that again because I don't think y'all heard me. You win when she rejects you. You win when she says no. You win when she says she has a boyfriend. You win when she says, I'm not interested. Why? Because you're the prize. You're the prize. She doesn't win when she is not with the prize. You're the prize. But regardless of the prize, the reason that you win is because you're the one saying to yourself, I'm going to go after what I want to go after. I'm the one that's going to go in and put my bid in. I'm going to show her that I can change her life. Gentlemen, as I say, this is how you should think. Yeah, hey, take a moment. That's how y'all should be thinking. When you see her, you should take the form of man, leave the world of ass and titties, come down there and grace her with who you are. And listen, she can say no. But if God forbid she say yes. She say yes, she's fucked. Because if she says yes, she'll never be the same again. Remember, I tell all of you guys, you got to remember the woman. I want y'all to understand this. I want to connect this dot. You've got to understand women today. They all have this one thing in common that nobody but us is breaking down. Let me show y'all. Y'all know where I'm going with this. Most of these women out here, the majority of women. Let me grab it. Let me see. Let me grab what I need to grab real quick. Ah, here we go. The majority of these women. As I told you guys, the majority of these women out here are at their sexual edge. The majority of these women are dealing with body image insecurities, relationship insecurities, age and weight insecurities. And the world that they are in right now with all these cupcake-ass guys are not only judging them, they have inexperience and they're creepy. And if she's at her edge, gentlemen, if she's at her edge, how is she going to see that she is more than what she actually is? See, average can only show her what average is. But see, as men that I show y'all game, you guys are not average. You are great men. You build. You create. And you're able to walk away from a woman anytime, anywhere. I keep telling you, but hey, what's this noise, guys? What's this noise? Hey, everybody, I'll take the first top classmates. What is this noise? Ready? Here we go. What is that noise? Tell you how many times the turning signal, you know it. How many times a woman has got my car and think that I'm a Michael B. Jordan. You might as well call it, or a surface dweller, and think that she can talk to me any old kind of way, have an attitude, poke her lip out, or look out that damn window. If I get to the first light and I pump enough blood out of my heart to go through my fucking veins, to hit my muscles, to turn my head slightly over and see attitude, car around, get out. Now, guys, I don't want y'all to use this as a tactic, but I can't tell you how much ass I got from this move. Because that, all of a sudden they're like, well, what are you doing? Why are you turning around? Because you're wasting my time. You're playing games. It's time for you to go. What, you going to go see that other bitch? Guys, hey, look, I learned this in high school. When I remember I tried to smash that chick in Saturday school, but I got in that accident, so I didn't get the ass. See, I'm not going to lie on my dick. I didn't get that chick, but I had all those chicks lined up, and that one chick from Upper Marlboro scratched my back, and then that other chick from Bowie came down to my place, and she saw the scratches on my back, and just off the scratches, she knows I have other women. See, the thing is, when they know you have other women, No, Peach. Oh, Peach has a question. Lady has a question. Peach, Apple Peach and Pumpkin Pie. Shit, hey, If you want to, hey, Peach, you want to have attitude? Peach has asked the question. I can't have an attitude? Peach, of course. Peach. Peach, I'm hurt. Peach, I'm sorry. Peach, when you're vacuuming my floor, Peach, smile. Yeah, hey, see that attitude, Peach? Smile. Hey, when you're washing those dishes, Peach, girl, ooh-wee, that's so sexy, you man. Have that attitude, Peach, when you're washing those dishes. Have that attitude when you fold those clothes. Have that attitude. Because, Peach, let me tell you something. If you don't like it, now hold on, wait, before I say this, because all you ladies out here, wait, hold on, time out, guys. Let me say something to the ladies. Let me say something to the ladies out here, because I got to straighten this out. Ladies, you know, oh, Pablo, I'm from the DMV, baby, born and raised, baby. Now, look, ladies out here, you know damn well that you got these guys doing all these things for you, and you got all these attitudes. They will do anything for you, and you just put your hands like this, ladies, and you know you get a guy to do anything. So you can't get mad at what I'm about to say here. Because right now, ladies, you know you got a bunch of Michael B. Jordans, and all the ladies can play Price is Right. They can grab that big-ass whale and go, suckers like, you know, Michael and Scott and Devontae and all these other things. And then all of a sudden, you can pick a sucker right now, ladies. You don't believe me, because I just want to say for the ladies. So I want these ladies to be like, Steven, that's so wrong. Why are you telling these guys to do this? Hold on, ladies. Let's keep it a buck. You know right now you can call any guy you want to and say, I'm hungry, and he'll take you out to dinner right now. So don't tell me I'm telling them wrong. Now, back to you, Peaches. The attitude that I expect you to have is, you know what? You will be happy enough when you are washing my clothes. You can have an attitude when you are folding my laundry. You can have an attitude when you're vacuuming the floor. But now, wait. Now, Peaches, you know, hold on. All you new guys out here, y'all got to understand, because I know there's some women probably watching saying, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Ladies, y'all got to understand the kind of game we teach our guys. And Peaches know how we teach our guys. So, Peaches, you know the game that we teach our guys in the bedroom, outside the bedroom, how to make her laugh, smile, blush, think, react, make her moan, all that. We good with that. So please have an attitude, because just like a woman does with a guy, ladies, you will be replaced. Yes, ladies, because I know. See, all the ladies out here say, Steve, shh, quiet. Don't tell the guys the secret. Nah, ladies, I'm going to tell them the secret. You ladies know the reason why you got it the way you have it is because you've got the attitude that I don't need you. You will be replaced. And I'm saying, guys, you need to have that same attitude. I don't need, guys, I'm talking about her right in front of you with an attitude. You better call that next woman up. Uh-huh. Hey, let me show you what women do. Let me show you how smart women are. See, sometimes women hate assholes like me, so they'll find a sucker. You know, hello, John. This is on my period. I just wonder if I could come over, and I just want to talk to you and everything. And you know that sucker be like, oh my God, sure, come over. And he's thinking like this, oh, this is my chance to smash. This is my chance to get it. No, she's just going over there to use you. Come on in. I can't believe this guy. And then you guess what? She just wants you to console her and all this other. It's okay. It's okay. He's not good enough for you. I told you to leave him alone. He's not good. He was never loving you. All he wants to do is smash. You know, he doesn't care about your feelings and all that silly stuff. And what I tell you, ladies, y'all know, ladies. Yeah, PG. Hey, went to Duval High School, Pop. Went to Duval, DMV. You know what Duval is, brother. But anyway, so what I'm saying to you is this. Lived in Mitchellville, Maryland, brother. So what I'm saying to you is this. Ladies, you know the power of your finger. Not this side. I keep telling y'all guys, got all my dogs looking. The power of her finger is right here. And y'all don't even see that. And the women know what I'm talking about. And y'all ladies like this, oh, Stephen, you crazy. Stephen, that's not true, Stephen. That's not true, Stephen. Let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something. Taking the finger and putting it right and bringing that her shirt down to show some cleavage is all she's got to do to you guys. Hold on, I got another guy. Hold on, let me see what I got here, dog. Hold on, guys. Y'all want to call in? The lines are open. 563-999-3056. The lines are open, guys. If you got questions, we got you covered. We got you covered. All right? We got y'all covered. I did a college in Germany and in Texas. But I was in high school in Gaithersburg, Germantown, Montgomery County, PG County. That's where I'm from. And Virginia. I was in Woodbridge, Virginia Beach, Norfolk. So I'm all through the DMV, baby. All through the DMV. All right, let's see here. Let me grab this thing real quick. I'm answering questions, guys. Put a Q if you have a question for me. But let me grab this. Wait a second. Where'd you send it at? Let me see. You said you sent me something. Yo, whoa. I had to laugh at somebody. T, I don't see your message. I don't know where you sent it at. CT, you emailed me a receipt. Where'd you email it? I didn't get it yet. I didn't get the receipt yet. Hold on, guys. Let me check for the receipt. Nope, I didn't get your receipt yet, brother. Let me see. Give me a second, guys. I got you. Go and continue. Let me just check the spam and see if it's in there. All right, I got your receipt. Hold on. What's your receipt? Oh, let's download this shit. Let's see this shit. All right. Wait. Did you take the number out? All right. You took the number. I got. Hey, guys, I'm about to show y'all another receipt. I just have to make sure that the numbers are out because we want to show you live and unscripted what it's like when you're a man mindset man and you're winning because you get a winning attitude. And you can show these women that you are more than just a meal and kissing her ass and rubbing fruit at her feet. But, ladies, I take care of the ladies. So, you ladies, don't be mad. Don't be mad, ladies, because we do take care of the ladies. All right, let me grab this receipt, and I'm going to download it real quick, sir, and then I'll post it and let everybody read it, okay? All right, I'm going to show y'all. Hey, guys, unscripted. Guys, this is unscripted. Let me go ahead and load this in. This is unscripted. Let me go ahead and lock this in. All my man mindset guys, all the new guys, I want to show y'all some game right here. Hold on, Antonio. Antonio, he beat you out today. Oh, man, I love my dogs when they win. Let me show you what winning looks like. Guys, Jesus, this is what I'm talking about right here. Hold on. All right, guys, let's go over it. Let's look at it. I'm about to post it right now. Let me take this down. Yeah, Peach, I just wanted to correct Peach and everything. All right, there we go. Marilyn in the house, my dogs, my kinfolk. Let's go. Let's read this right here. Guys, let's go over. Can y'all read it? Let's go over it. What is the first thing she says or the second thing? Here I come and then I miss you. Thing he's talking and then she's saying again, I miss you. He's talking what I miss, but I want to get to the bottom. Let's look at the bottom. What does the bottom say? Ah, thank you. You are so fine, LOL, I can't help myself. Then she says, I feel like I can be myself around you without feeling weird. I like you a lot, and I'm sure you already know. See that, guys? Y'all think y'all can't get submission? Gentlemen, this is the game I'm trying to show y'all, man. Women will give in. Women will give in, gentlemen. When you learn game. DM, I'll check out the boot camp. I'll check that out afterwards. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in, but I'm going to continue talking about what I'm talking about, being able to walk away. Gentlemen, everything you're doing right now, I want to say this to y'all guys. Because I know a lot of you guys out here don't understand what your core is. Because y'all hear me say your core. Okay, guys, listen to me. Your core is a place that cannot be moved, separated, divided. It is what you actually are. And I always give you the example of your core through numbers and alphabets. I know that sounds crazy, but if you think about it, you're actually grounded in those things where you can read those things and not care about what time it is, what the weather's like, or who's in front of you. But see, when you learn game, gentlemen, this is what brings you to set yourself clearly. Because you are calm, you are centered, you are patient. And this is showing women that you have an emotional tone to you that she can have in you to look at you and see you, that you're not like everyone else, because you're bringing something she does not know. And that is a new perspective to her. Oh wait, guys, remember, let's look over my shoulder. Not the photo, but let's go back. Think about every woman. Let's just take a woman that's 40. I mean, we can start at 40. Hell, we can start at 20, 25, 40, 45, 50. Let's just take a woman. Let's just take a woman at 50. I mean, just show y'all how deep this is. Let's start at 50. It doesn't matter if she's 20, 25, 26, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Does not matter what I'm showing you. Every woman who has dealt with these surface dwellers behind her have never met us or you. You want to know why? Again, guys, I ask you, how many guys have the wine above their bed back to the zero? Wait, hold on, let me show you. I'm showing you why you win. This is how we win. Because we stand out instead of trying to stand in to what the woman wants. But I ask you the question. Let's look at it real quick. How many guys do you know that she has dated, seen, been with, and all this other stuff have this above their bed? Tell me. None. Zero. Zero. How many guys have this in their shower? Zero. Guys, I promise you, how many guys have paintings on their walls? And I can't show the new painting, but like this. How many? Zero. How many guys does she know, even going back 50 years, can take a roll of grand muffins through what we show you, have her come over to your place, and create this right here? Tell me. Guys, I'm telling you. No, I'm showing you why we stand out. There is not one guy doing any of this stuff. And you already know that there's no guys out there. What, you ready? We'll do this in September. But you know there's no guys doing the sexo-ween that we're going to show you, right? There's no guys doing things on Valentine's Day that we show you. Nobody's even doing anything on Easter that we show you. So what I'm saying is that, Jesus, even the way we communicate, how many this is why we kill them. How many guys does she know from going as far back as she can that hits her from land, sea, air, and space, texting her, voicemail, video, and going live? How many men does she know going back as far as she is know about that? Hey. That she want to play. How many guys tell her to turn out the lights, put the music on, and use her towel as your lips and your tongue? Zero, because they don't talk to her. All those guys, I'm telling you, all those guys have led up to what she is right now. But meeting us, we're going to shift everything because of what I'm showing you. How many guys say to the woman, and this is a never, guys, remember, this is a never. There's never been a guy in her life to say, you know what, I'm jealous of the suds and the shower water, and I want to go live on video. I just take me and put me up in the corner and let me watch you wash your body. How, guys, I'm just, None. Zero. None of these guys do this. None of these guys talk to women. They talk at them. And this is the advantage that we have over all these guys and why they will straighten their asses up for us. Because when we dismiss them, guess where they're going back to? Nothing. They go back to the same boring, what do you do for a living? When was your last boyfriend? What college did you go to? Yeah, let's go out to eat so I can just try to kiss your ass so you can just tell me how great of a friend I am. This is what I'm talking about, guys. This is what I'm talking about. And this is what separates us. This is why we can be arrogant. This is why we can be cocky. This is why we can walk away. Because we create. They don't. That's why we go get them on the comeback. Because we have free rent in their head. They're not in our head. But see, this is why we win. Let me bring in 336. 336. Give me a second. So let me bring you in. How can I help you, 336? What's up, man?
Hey, yeah, I'm just wondering, what do I tell a girl when she asks, where's my boo at?
When she asks where her boo is?
Yes.
Okay, I got this. All right, I'm going to tell you where your boo is. Well... Baby, your boo is kind of, let me wait. First thing you got to do, sir, is look down. Okay. Well, baby, your boo is kind of leaning a little bit to the left. He says that your boo is leaning a little bit to the left.
Yeah.
I showered your boo. I cleaned your boo up. And your boo is waiting to be kissed on by your lips and... those lips. You see how you do that?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I really don't have a boo, and I really don't know what to tell her.
Okay, sir. How old are you, young man? How old are you?
20.
Okay. Your boo in this analogy is your dick. Do you not have one of those?
Nah, I have one.
Okay. I'm glad you have one. Okay, so if you have one, I was saying look down and say, okay, where is he leaning? Is he leaning to your left thigh? Is he leaning to your right thigh? Where is her boo leaning? And don't you wash the
like
motherfucker? Currently? Oh, I don't want to know that.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just have to
wait. What do you want from this woman? Okay. Do you want to win? Do you want to win right now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have your own place?
No, I stay with my mom.
It's okay. Young man, I'm not knocking for that. That's okay. It's okay. Even though you graduated 2 years ago, you should be out of your fucking mother's house. I'm not going to knock you for that. Now, do you have enough money to get a room?
Oh, yeah. Hotel room, yeah. It's like $60,
all right,
yeah.
All right, good. So what I want you to do right now, I'm going to tell you what to say. Are you going to call her and tell her right now live on the air?
Well, that's the thing. I never really, called her.
Are
I
you?
We're going to do
it right now. Wait, you said she texted you, right? Asked you how her boo is, right? Did she text you? Or did she put a note on a dove? Oh, wait. Did she put a note on a fucking in a jar and chuck that motherfucker in the ocean? How did she communicate to you?
Nah, she texted me.
Hey, so she texted you. You have her number, right?
Right, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
Real, wow, it's amazing.
Hey, but look,
no.
I got to go.
No, you scared. Oh, you get scared now. Just hang up the phone, you two chicken shit.
No,
hang up,
no,
Oh, hang up the phone. Hang up the phone. You scared. I can't talk to certain people. Right, you scared. I gotta get the fuck off the phone. This is what I'm talking about. Gentlemen, there's nothing a woman can say on this show that I can't lead you to the ass. How's my boo doing? Baby, guess what? This is what I want to do. Why don't we go ahead and rent a room on the corner of your face and a pillow on your ass up in the air? And let's get together at say, around 9 o'clock. And you know what? I love you in that little black outfit. You know, that's the same outfit. Nowhere the same outfit you had when I first met you. But I like how that black looked on you. Why don't you wear something a little bit loose, a little bit sexy? We go ahead and meet up around 9 o'clock. And then I won't tell you how her boo is doing. I will show you how my boo or your boo is doing. Do y'all see what I'm saying, guys? This is how game works. But you can't work game when you all scary. And so you could hear he's scared. Well, is it okay if we net? He going to call and say, can we Netflix and chill? Oh, he's that guy. Like she's sitting next to me like, is it okay if I put the tip in? Man, get your, man, this, I'm showing that y'all see what ladies are going through. This is what women are going through. When you say these things, this is your mindset. I'm going to say it regardless. If she likes them, okay. If she doesn't like them, it's okay. I don't care. I don't, listen. I am not here to please a woman first. I am here to show her if she chooses to allow me in that it will be worth her motherfucking while. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying to you guys out here. We're not saying anything mean. We're nice. Gentlemen, real quick, take a moment. Let me show y'all some game. Gentlemen, to somebody, tell me something a woman's going to say. Just throw something at me, and I'll show you how it works. And for some odd reason, y'all don't, come on, guys, throw me something, anybody, someone, just tell me something a woman's saying, like on a phone call or a text message, and let me see if I can lead that somewhere. I'm going to show you, if they can't do it off the top of their dome, they ain't got no game. So anyway, I'm going to take the first one I see. Just tell me something a woman will say. I will break it down. I will show you how I will do it. Just give me one. Anybody. Pop up. Anything. Something a woman would say. Anything. Just give me something. Where I go, oh, okay, what you doing? Okay. I'm going to tie them both in. T, you got what you're doing, Steve. And then R says, what are your intentions? Well, first I'm going to talk about my intentions, and then I'm going to tell her what I'm doing. My intentions are, and if you actually want to know what my intentions are, I'm not trying to fuck. I'm not trying to fuck you. And I know you think I'm lying to you, but let me tell you why I'm not trying to fuck you. Because if I were just trying to fuck you, what am I saying about myself? What am I saying about my self-worth if all I want to do is fuck you? Listen. In order for me to fuck you, I need to know if you're even worth my attention, my time, and my respect. So if you're thinking that I'm here to fuck, I'm not here to fuck. But through the process of us talking to each other, I'm going to be fucking the shit out of your mind. All right? I'm going to fuck the shit out of your mind. But what I'd love for you to do is if you want to talk more about that, let's come over and let's talk. But I'm not here to run behind you. I'm not going to kiss your ass. And and as far as my intentions goes, I don't know what my intentions are because I don't even know you. And if I had an intention and I just met you, then what is that saying about me? What is that saying about me if I have attention for someone who hasn't earned my attention, who's not earned my time, who has not earned my respect or earned a dick? See, that's why I keep telling y'all. We on a whole different level on this shit. Because if you really want to know what I'm doing, is I'm here to show you why you should fuck me. And they'll laugh at you. I promise you. Because they never heard that before. Huh? All these women, all their life have been on this high-ass horse. I'm telling you. I'm here to show you why you should fuck me. I'm not running behind you, because I've met a million yous out there, and y'all just ain't special until I say you're special. And I know a lot of people can't even swallow that shit. A lot of people are like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Like, you trying to, nah, let me tell you something. To y'all guys, I don't understand. Why don't you guys want women to fuck you? Do you understand the difference between you pandering for pussy and a woman wanting to fuck you? When you're pandering for it and you get it, she's just laying there like a corpse. She just bouncing her head as you're stroking and just like, God, I think I need to go get me a salad tomorrow. Oh, my God, did I feed my cat vittles? And, oh, my God, what's happening on the soap opera? Or do I need to watch The Housewives? That's all she's doing. And she's not into you. She's kind of like just doing you a favor. But when they want to fuck, they will rip your clothes off. They will talk nasty. They will say things that you be like, oh, my God, I can't believe she said that. Yes, they can say those things too. But see, this is all about how you stand as a man, though. Gentlemen, you've got to stand on your core. You've got to stand on your core. If you stay on who you are as a man, your name, your bloodline, your laws, your rules, and all this other stuff, there is never complaining anymore. You're not complaining anymore, and you're not going to be around any motherfucker that's complaining to you. You will no longer overreact to situations. You will walk the fuck away. You will no longer raise your voice to women. No longer will her body dictate the events and how you move because you're trying to get between her legs. Nah, man. Mm-mm. Doesn't work that way. The first time in your life, you will see a clear picture in the chaos. And that's what we're trying to get y'all to see. A clear picture in the game. Because nobody wants you to win. I keep telling you, the marketers and advertisers, the churches and your parents have all fucked y'all over by making y'all worship women. They have done everything they can to make you worship women and stop worshiping yourself. Look, she can worship her own self. Why should you have to worship her? But you are. You're not getting anything. Because here you go. But the worship comes in because you have no solid foundation. And as I said before, for all you guys out there, I know y'all laugh at me, but y'all are the story of the three pigs. You're the story. And you are actually the story. And you don't even understand where you're at now. You are the third one right now. You are hiding in a brick house. In your mind, you are a prisoner of your world right now because the big bad wolf woman is like just like scaring you. And you don't even realize. Nobody, I keep telling y'all guys, this is why I love to show you the fourth pig. I love showing you guys the fourth one. And the reason why I love showing you the fourth one is because marketers, advertisers, church, and your parents, nobody wants you to know or be number four. And what is number four? See, no one wants to tell the story of the fourth pig because no one wants you to realize your strength, your value, and your worth. But if you actually realize what I'm showing you now is that the fourth one always made statements. He never hid. He's a statement that when the woman or said wolf tries to roll up, whoa, I ain't that one. I ain't the mother three motherfuckers. I'm not. And that's what I'm trying to show you. When you can make statements, gentlemen, you can walk away from women. When you can walk away from women, that is something they're not used to. And that is going to trigger something that they're not even used to. Guys, I keep telling y'all, y'all think Y'all think when a woman says something bad about you, it's bad. Guys, 8 minutes left if y'all want to call in. I can open the lines up for another hour if y'all want, but 8 minutes to go. All right, 8 minutes to go, okay, if y'all want to call in. All right, I got 8 minutes to go. Y'all ask questions. I got y'all. What I'm saying is no one's telling you you're allowed to make statements. All your life, you have been running around making somebody else's statement and not your statement because of the fears that you have created for yourself. You have created what it is you're dealing with right now because of the fear of fucking failure, the fear of losing something, the fears of success. All these things have actually caged you in, and you have actually imprisoned yourself. So when you walk up to a woman, what is she getting? A caged individual that doesn't even know what he wants. Excuse me, it doesn't even know what to ask for. Because here's the thing, gentlemen, listen. I'm not going to shame you guys for wanting sex. I'm glad that y'all want to sleep with women. Matter of fact, I'm glad you want to sleep with women. But if that's all you want to do, what does that say about you? A man must truly be on his throne and demand more. Demand more of yourself. Demand more of the woman. And if she's not giving you what you want, you walk away. Let me see what this guy's saying. He says, I'm going. Oh, let me see what you're saying. I see you put a question there. So let me. I'm going on a picnic date tomorrow morning. I know it'll be relaxed. Question, what are some ideas to position myself to be? Well, but see, here's the problem, G. I like that you're going on a picnic. I find that great. But here's the problem. I'm going to help you out here. I want you to remember this. Mark this at 1 hour and 59 minutes. I want you to mark this for yourself. I want you to scribe this. That means write this down. Then just go back into this. You're taking her on a picnic for the wrong reason. See, I don't want her to go on a picnic to eat. I want to go on a picnic to put her in that 50 Shades of Grey or that romance novel. See, you're gonna go to an area because it's hot as fuck out here. So I don't know why you'd go on a picnic because all she's gonna do is sweat and get hot. It's not a good thing. And I guess you can find some shade. That's fine, but it's still gonna be kind of hot out there. So I wouldn't necessarily do that because the problem is that when you're going on a picnic and you don't know how to talk to a woman, because I see that you need some ideas. That's telling me you have not communicated yourself enough to her to make her excited enough to say, fuck that, let's do something else. But I got you, though. Let me just say this to you. Go on your picnic. But what I'm saying to you later on is after you get her in bed, what I want you to do is I want you to go on a picnic again. But what I want you to do is I want you to go on a picnic when it is a fucking 80 or 90% chance of rain. But what I want you to do before that, I want you to sound check it. So what I want you to do is I want you to drive around your fucking area, find a wooded area, find a secluded area, find a place that you and her can go, have a picnic, and fuck in the rain. Because, guys, there is nothing, guys, I'm telling you. Hey, guys, remember I told you about the guys before, right? She's never experienced that. She's never had a guy to say, you know what? Let's go on a picnic. Oh, my God, but it's about to rain. Come on, baby, let's go. Because the only thing that's going to be eaten ain't going to be a sandwich. You see what I'm saying, man? I'm just showing y'all game. But what I'm saying is this is the value and worth that you guys have, right? So I'm just saying that what I would do here is the problem is I need to talk to you more because I got a feeling that you've kind of buried yourself and dug a hole because what a lot of guys do. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, mosquito repellent. See, you don't have to worry about that. You got to worry about mosquitoes and all that stuff right now, and it's hot. I would rather you do it when it rains because it's another thing. But going to picnic is cool. But I think the problem I'm seeing in you is that you have been having a lot of boring-ass conversation with her. And I know you're new, so you haven't been hitting her from land, sea, or air. See, if you were a man mindset guy and you were listening to me, you would have better position yourself because with the wine above your bed, with the lights, with the way you message her, there's going to be more excitement to you and her spending time together versus just talking. See, Greyhound. Give me one thing that she has said to you, Greyhound. I'm going to show you some Greyhound. Just give me one thing she said to you, brother, okay? I'm trying to help you. Just give me one thing, okay, Greyhound? Just take a moment. Just give me one thing that she said to you, Greyhound. You and her are talking. Tell me one thing she said to you through a text message or over the phone. Because I'm trying to see how all this, like, set up to go into the picnic because I want to show you guys how game actually works versus just saying, let's go to have a picnic. I just throw something my way, Greyhound, if you're actually listening. If not, I'm going to just move on to the next thing. But I'm going to keep moving on until Greyhound says something, if he says something. But I'm showing y'all how deep game is, man. This is how deep the game is when you know what it is you're talking about. So hopefully Greyhound will answer that question, but I'm going to keep breaking game down to you guys in a little while longer. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there is that y'all are too busy trying to create. You're too busy talking to the woman and boring her without creating. All right, girl, you're too busy. 90 seconds, guys, y'all want to call in. But you're too busy talking to these women about a bunch of nothing. There's no action plan behind it. So I guess Greyhound is gone now, so it's cool. But anyway, but there's no action plan behind any of this stuff, man. There's none whatsoever. Most of you guys don't realize those that have game, they're constantly, they're constantly preparing themselves, priming themselves, and they're constantly laying down an action plan of how they're going to move. And y'all guys don't even think about this shit. Y'all don't even think about the way you're going to look at her, the way you're going to bring her in, the way you're going to hug her, the way you're going to twirl her around, the way you're going to sit her down, the way you're going to look at her, the way, what are you going to do when she sips this? What are you going to do when she bites that? Y'all don't even, I do not understand how you guys just throw shit up on the wall and just create boring. No steps outline any type of goal you're trying to reach. All right, girl, you don't outline any kind of goals, or you don't even look at any desired outcomes, and you don't even build up to those points. I'm saying that if I'm going out, I keep telling y'all real quick, sound check. I got to go over the sound. Listen. If I am going out, before I even go out, I got all this planned. My dog Dangerous, you know I'm going to use my dog Dangerous resume, my boy. If I'm going to the jazz club, I see a jazz club. And the jazz club is called the Dangerous Russ. I'm going to go in there and scope that place out. Because I'm only scoping out one place where I can lay down my foundation. And I go to the Dangerous Russ, and I make sure that they have my checklist of things I need, okay? No, you can't talk to her, dude. What the fuck? You told her we're going to start reciprocating energy? Boy, That really made her wet. That's easy. You could have just said, send me a photo of you. Let me see you so I can tell you why I look forward to going on the picnic. Sends you the photo. See right there? It's your eyes. It's your lips. It's your smile. See, these are the things that I look forward to. Not only to see your smile when I see you, but also see the other smile you're going to have when I kiss you. Remember, hold on, let me show you. Remember I showed you my thing. Remember I showed you, forget the buck tooth one, the buck tooth. Remember, every smile a woman has is what? A story. I don't know why you would say that to a woman. That's not sexual. You know what I mean? That's not, you don't tell a woman we're going to start reciprocating energy. What does that mean? What does that mean, big guy? Men don't or say things like that to a woman. Okay. I want her to be excited about seeing me. I want her to look forward to seeing me. I'm talking about if you're going out there in this damn heat, you got to even plan what side of you're going to be at, because where's the sun going to hit? Wait, no, wait. No. I'm not going to let you run with that, dog. You're lying to me. You said you was throwing anything. She just said, I'm glad, dude. I'm talking about the shit you, look, hold on. Time out. Look. Greyhound, I know you're new here. I got you, dog. But we take accountability over here, okay? All you told me she said is, I'm glad. You said we're going to reciprocate whatever the hell you said. You're saying now I was just throwing anything in. But a man doesn't throw out anything. Gentlemen, I say to all you guys, if you have not seen the Eddie Murphy movie, 1,000 Words, please understand this. Every move, in every action, you should know why you're saying what you're saying. Where is what I'm saying? Where is that going to lead? See, this is the problem with you guys. Y'all just throwing shit out there because that's what losers do, Greyhound. Come on, man. You got to, every word is a wasted word if it doesn't lead anywhere. And the fact that you're saying you're throwing it in, he ain't going to call. He ain't going to call. Don't worry. He ain't going to call. It's cool. I'm just saying, listen, this is why y'all lose, because you're not even talking to give her or have her excited. Why is this your spot? What do you tell her to wear for a wedding occasion? Well, James, what I would tell her is, dress nice, but, you know, don't dress slutty or anything like that. Look, wait. Listen. All right, wait, stop. Wait. It's cool. Just don't lie. You don't want to call in. It's cool. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't let them pressure you. Don't worry about that. Muhammad. Please, Muhammad. If you come in with this silly shit, and I hate this, Muhammad, I will feed you ham, motherfucker. Please. Please, Muhammad. Please do not come in this place with this bitch-ass shit. Please, Muhammad. That's not a strategy, you dumb fuck. I'm sorry, everyone. I didn't mean to cuss. But I just hate losers. Muhammad, sit your ass down in a corner and don't say nothing. Muhammad, what I'm saying is that's not a strategy, throwing shit up on the wall. A man knows every move he's going to do and make. And I'm not saying scripted. I'm saying if, all right, let me, all right, watch this. Hold on. Let me show y'all the magic of shit. Hold on. I'm going to put something together right now for y'all. Give me a second. Let me show y'all something because y'all do not see it. I'm going to put something together real quick. Give me a second. As we're talking right now, I'm going to put something together right now to show y'all game. Y'all don't even see it, man. My God. Let me pull something up. Wait, I'm doing it real quick. Hold on a second. All right, here we go. I'll just grab this. All right, I'll just grab this. All right, I'm just going to give you a small example. I'm going to shrink it down so everybody can see the example. All right, I'm going to shrink down the example so you all can see it. All right, now watch this. Hold on, let me show you something. I'm going to show you how cold game is when you think, man. And he ain't thinking. He ain't got any game, and he's screwing up because he ain't looking. Now, I just want to show y'all something, all right? I just want to – give me a second, guys. I got to – I'm just going to show y'all some shit. I'm going to show y'all some game. Show you how deep game is, all right? I'm just doing something real quick. This is off the top of my head. And I'm not saying this is going to look like his environment, but you don't understand the power of sound checking everything you do. We're the only people, especially on YouTube, showing you about sound checks. Jesus Christ. Hold on, let me see if I can find a better photo, but I think I'm going to use this one. Trying to set up like if he's doing a picnic thing. All right, let me use this. All right, let me show y'all this. Hold on, hit this button here. Hold on, guys, give me a second. I'm about to show y'all some game here. Position this joint to the back. All right, here we go. What I'm saying is, and you can't really see it, but I'm gonna show you some sound check, what sound checking is about. All right, I'm gonna show you what sound checking is about, but I'm gonna make the circles tiny because I want y'all to see the areas because y'all gonna miss the areas if I don't sound check it. I got the things blown up. Okay, let me give you an example. All right. I'm about to download it now, and I'm going to show y'all. Let me download this, upload it. Well, I'm going to show y'all game. This is why those that have game are going to win, okay? Jason asked a question. Jason, I got your question while I'm downloading this. Jason asked a question, gentlemen. Jason asked, when she tries to come back, how can I be sure she received the correction for what I put her on ice for? Well, Jason, because as a man, you must correct the uncorrected. If you come back, okay, Jason, let me tell you something. I had this bad chick, okay? She was bad. All right, she screwed up and I dismissed her, okay? So she called me back. She calls me back to thinking that, you know, after a week we can talk and everything be cool, right? Because as I dismissed her, I told her, man, you ever do this again, you're gone, right? Okay? If you ever do this again, you're gone. And she said, it was like, whatever. All right, I dismissed her. So she called me a week later, and she called and said, how you doing? I said, did you understand what I was saying? Why are you bringing that up? I said, do you understand me? She said, didn't say nothing. I let her go. Called back a few weeks later. Look, I miss you. I want to see you. No. Do you understand? We're not moving forward until you understand. And this is why I keep telling y'all guys, you putting her on ice, man, you got to be a man and tell her like, hey, if her job can tell her what she's doing right and wrong, as a man, you got to show her what you dismissed her for, and you got to show her that this ain't it, man. You got to show her that. But let me go and show you sound checking. Now, let me show y'all something, how a sound check actually works. Now, I'm not saying he's at this lake or anything, okay? I'm not saying, but I'm just giving an example of a sound check. Before you even ask her to go to the picnic, sir, here it comes. What you should do is what I call sound check. And a sound check is when you look at the dots. Look at the dot one, the one in the middle, the one kind of to the right by the water, sort of. Every dot should be a sound check of something that you want to do or say or move towards, gentlemen. You see what I'm saying? See the problem with most of y'all guys. Hold on, let me move this over. Right, let me get this shit right. Sorry. Sorry, guys. I apologize. I got that shit all twisted. There you go. So the problem with you guys when it comes to sound checking is that you just go to the park. I'm saying if you're going to the park, every place that you go should have a sound check moment that, okay, when I get her to the docks in the middle, you know what? This is where I'm going to go in for the kiss. This is where I'm going to talk about this. When we're walking to the left over there. Wait, I'm sorry. When you're in this one right here. We're in that dot right here. This is when I'm going to stop, turn her around, bring her close to me. This is where I'm going to kiss her at. Everything you do should be sound checked, gentlemen. But y'all, I don't understand why you, this is why you can't make the demands that I'm trying to say. I'm trying to show y'all demands. This is why y'all can't make these demands. Because the problem is, wait, let me move this, let me adjust this shit a little bit. The reason why you can't make the demands that you're making is because you actually don't believe in yourself. I mean, I think that's got to move that over a little bit. You don't believe in yourself. I'm saying everything should be sound checked. And as I said before to you guys, if I was going to a club, let's say, again, I'm going to a club, the Dangerous Russ. I want to sound check. I want to see the intimate area. I want to know about the jazz club. I want to know about the wine and cheese boards. I want to know about all that. When I go to the mom and pop ice cream store, I want to know about the ice creams. I want to know what kind of continent. I want to know everything. When you go to the tea places, I want to know where the tea leaves come from. All these things makes, guys, y'all just show the fuck up and y'all cannot make demands when you don't know anything. Where are you doing with the woman? I mean, you got a sound check. When she walks through that door, what are you doing? And if you're doing it right, you should look at her. Get a hug. Tell her how nice she smells and how great she looks. Don't be all in her comfort zone, but let her know. Everything should be sound checked, gentlemen. You should know every move you make because you can't make the demands that I'm telling you to make if you just, well, come on in. Yeah, you know, this is the place I thought about going to. And, yeah, it's pretty wild and neat. So, yeah, well, what do you do for a living? I mean, this is what y'all do. You should go. Let me show y'all. Remember, I got the video. I will show you the video. Wait, let me show you. When I go... When I go out, my waiters know. You guys should have your own waiter. What? How do you not have your own waiter? Let me show y'all this. Let me show y'all this video clip. Remember I showed you this a while back? Let me see if I can find that shit. Let's just see if Dini Boy can find it. Give me a second. I got to find it. When I find wait, that's not it. I'm sorry. That's not it. Sorry. Let me take that out with the old man. Sorry, guys. That's not it. Let me see if I can find it. Give me a second, guys. I got to go through all this stuff real quick. Here we go. You remember? Well, look at this. Remember? All right. Now, why am I going to show you that? Because you know I used to be a dishwasher. Guys, I used to be a dishwasher when I was a little lad. Okay, I'm 50. I used to be a dishwasher in high school. I will never eat silverware. All plastic. Now, I could go to the store and get shit that looked like silver. I will always eat plastic. I will never eat silverware. Will not do that, all right? So what I'm showing you is, now what I'm going to show you is that I didn't even tell my waiter to bring this to me. He already knew what it is. Now, this is a lobster bisque with a side of rice. I love my lobster bisque, but I want to show you. Then there's, I'm going to show you, but look, when you are like what I'm trying to show you, they let me show you. Watch this.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, that looks great. Thank you. Appreciate it. Perfect. Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, no. Listen why I'm showing you this. The reason why I'm showing you this is because when you go to a place and you have your waiter, you know how cold it is when you have a beautiful woman in front of you and he takes her order and walks the fuck off? And she's like, wait a second, where's your order? And he already brings your drink out. He brings your appetizer out. He brings out your meal, okay? You see what I'm saying? What happens? But see, y'all don't see that, man. Hold on, let me see something. Got a question here. Hey, Steve, I heard you say you live in Virginia Beach. Now here, ride for school. Is there any good spots? Yeah, there used to be a spot called Military Circle. It's on where is it at? I forgot the street. I forgot because I was like more in Norfolk, Virginia. I lived in Virginia Beach, but I lived in Norfolk as well. So I'm just saying you just gotta surface and move around that stuff, okay? The reason I don't eat silver, I told you, dog. I used to be a dishwasher, so I would just eat plastic. That place is like a Beverly Hills. It's in a place called River Oaks, so that's like a Beverly Hills place. So now I'm just saying that. I'm saying to you guys, I always do plastic. I do not do metal. Cannot do it unless it's at my house. I don't even do it in my house anymore. But anyway, that's not the point. The point I'm trying to say to you guys is that you should go to the same places all the time. And when you go to the same places all the time, the waiter, you should know your waiter. Okay? You should know your waiter. Look, last thoughts, please don't ask me no questions, and you ain't got the balls to even talk to women. Please don't ask me no dumbass question. Yeah, for y'all missed it, he asked, how do you become a gigolo? Dog, you're too scared of pussy to ask that question. So please don't ask that dumbass question. Anyway, what I'm saying to y'all guys is this, is that you guys should go to your place enough where you have your own waiter that is going to serve you. And if you go to a wine bar, you should have your waiter that serves you. You should be in touch with the waiter. And you should be in touch with the jazz thing, because you can introduce her to the jazz band. And this is what I'm saying. Y'all have to learn. The problem is you cannot make these demands with women if you do not sound check what you're doing. And y'all don't sound check anything. You don't sound check the place. You don't sound check the food. You don't sound check how you should be around the woman. You don't even sound check going in for the kiss. It doesn't even make any sense to me how you guys expect to do anything to show a woman why you, when you are not even working on anything to show her why you. And I'm not doing any of all those things to impress her. That's just who I am. Because remember, guys, I'm saying that I'm not asking her on a date. I'm asking her to accompany me. Because whether she comes or not, you don't think I'm not going to a place where women are going to be? No, I won't tell the waitress I got wine above my bed. I don't need to do that. I don't need to tell her about the wine above my bed. What I need to do is tell the waiter or the waitress the story of how we met and how I want them to hold off the receipt, because that's what I'm going to go in for the kiss. I mean, that's how easy it is, man. Y'all don't need to tell the wager and all this other stuff, but I'm just saying that this is how game works. This is how game works. And the only way that y'all are going to get this thing down is when you go to places. You're not in high school anymore, man. You're not in high school anymore. So you've got to change the way you think. Thank you, 164 likes. I appreciate that. 164 likes. I appreciate that, guys. Yeah, and I appreciate the 227 that's in the room. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the likes. But I'm just saying, guys, that this is what is hurting you guys the most. Wait, the lines are down, so let me go ahead and switch this over. Lines are down, so we're just taking questions right now. But I'm saying this is where y'all go wrong in the game because you're not even creating. What is it? Let me tell you what else bothers me. How the geez, I try to stay away from the F word. How do you guys not sound check your house? Wait. So we should never use small talk? Do you see why women don't want to give up any ass for you guys? Do you see why women make you guys like kill the minotaur and bring it to the mountain just to get a hug? I know he's new. I got it. He's new. I'm sorry. I got to be nice. Newbie, listen. Why do I need to give her small talk when I am a book and a library of information? I am one word. Excuse me. I am one letter of one word, of one sentence, of one paragraph, of one page, of a million chapters, of a million books. So why would I be like you and talk to her about a bunch of care about? What college did you go to? Wow, that's mighty interesting. Well, what else can I think of and conjure up next to make her think that I'm a good guy so she'll sleep with me? Huh. Oh, really? So, did you like the college? Really? Where was the college located? Uh-huh. Where did you study in the college? Wow, that's fascinating. Wow, that's so great. That's so fascinating. Boy, you're just an idiot. And you know what she's doing? She said, oh, my God, let me get the fuck out of here. Oh, my God. Hey, excuse me. As much as I love this conversation, I'm just got to go freshen up. I'll be back. Girl, get me the fuck out of here. This guy is driving me. Girl, just make up an excuse. Make up an excuse, girl. Call me in 5 minutes. Five, girl. Five. Next guy, she's gone. Hey, baby. Nah. I'm just sad. No, I'm just hanging out with the girls at a restaurant. Are you hungry? Well, I was thinking that after I hang out, I'd come by and make you something. Oh, crazy. All right, baby, you keep that dick ready for me. You see what I'm saying? Y'all don't believe they do that shit. And then they go right to that guy with that small talk you asking. Oh, my God. Hold on. I don't – girl, leave me alone. I'm on my – wait. What? My mother, Loch Ness Monster, abducted. What? Smurf Village. Oh. No. And then your dumbass is going to be like, hey, don't worry about it. Let's go ahead. Hey, waiter. Hey, get what you need real quick, and we'll do this another time. Man, they running game on y'all, man. Anyway, I'm just saying, guys, all my dogs out there, man. Y'all got to wake up from this stuff, man. You don't have small talk with women. You talk about you. You don't never ask her a question. Never. Never ask her a question. As a gentleman, she knows you don't give a fuck about what she does for a living. She knows you're just trying to say that because you think that that's the only way that she's going to open up her legs. So technically, you're manipulating her by asking her something that you're actually not even interested in. And the worst part about it is She knows that. Because as soon as you say, yeah, I'd like to get some water. What would you like? Yeah, can we get two waters, waiter? Yeah. So, Oh, shit. I gotta think of something. Wow. It's a very nice place. I love the establishment. I mean, do y'all actually think women gonna get wet? y'all make me laugh with this shit, man. Y'all have got to learn how to talk to women and stop all of this. Are you part of a church? What's your political affiliation? Well, I mean, what do you like to do when you're alone? Or what was your favorite book that you read last? Or when was your last boyfriend? And what? Are you serious? This is what y'all do? You can't make the demands. I'm telling you, if all you're doing is just that, you can't demand anything from a woman doing that cake stuff. Women don't like cupcaking. Women do not like guys that cupcake. They want a man to talk to them, make her smile, make her laugh, make her blush, make her think. I mean, my God, you don't even grab her and say, you are God, let me look. You don't even twirl around. You don't even go to, hey, Miss Mary, I'm going to use you, Miss Mary. Miss Mary, I'm going to use you. You just pop in this mother. I'm going to use it. Wait, not success, Miss Mary. I'm going to use Miss Mary. Hey, I'm sitting right with Miss Mary. I'm like, hey, waiter comes in. Hi, you know, my name is Roger, and I'm your waiter, whatever he says, right? And I'm like, yo, hey, Roger, let me tell you something. Before we make the order, let me introduce you to Miss Mary. And let me tell you a funny thing about it. I was walking around my own business and everything, and I saw her. And come on, Raj, look at her. Wait, hold on. Miss Mary, Raj, come on. Raj, turn around. Raj, you wouldn't bite her neck and take, I know. You know that's right. Hey, so peep gang, when I ask for the receipt, take your time, because that's when I'm going for the kiss, because I want to know how her lips taste. I want to know if her lips taste better than the wine she's going to drink. I want to know if her lips taste better than the ice cream she's about to eat. I mean, my God. I mean, can't you start it off right? But no, y'all want to be on your tippy toes. Y'all want to walk and beat around the bush, walk on eggshells, and try to fit into her narrative. How in the holy hell are you going to get a woman to want you and you can't fit into your own narrative? And you, where are you leading her? Gentlemen, where are you leading her? I'm asking you guys, where are you leading her? Because when she's with me, she's going to smile. She's going to laugh and she's going to, hey, Miss Mary, just real quick. You're at the table, Miss Mary. Just say something. Just make a statement, Miss Mary. I'm gonna show you something. I want y'all to see this unscripted. Miss Mary, just make a statement. Like if you're at the dinner table, just make any statement. Miss Mary, just make a statement. And I got you. Just make a statement that you would say to a loser that you're having dinner with. Just say something, Miss. Just anything, Miss Mary. What is something that you have said when you're sitting around a guy that doesn't know what he's talking about? What is something that you have said to him? What is something that you have said to that guy? Can you just say something, Miss Mary? Just give us one statement or one thing that you have said to the guy that asked you a bunch of boring questions. Just anything. Just say something, Miss Mary. Just give me a statement. That's all I'm waiting for. Give me a statement. I'll continue. I just need a statement. Just give me a statement that you have said to a guy that has asked you what you like for dinner and stuff. Just give me a statement real quick. Guys, we're going to do about 30 more minutes, so we're chopping it up, but I'm going to show y'all something. Miss Mary, just give me, I just wait for Miss Mary to give me a second. I'm going to show y'all something. Because most of you guys are so chicken shit scared of women that you can't even talk to her. Well, I know, maybe I think that is what she probably said, Steven. I know she said, oh, Steven, I'm trying to get her to ask, make a statement, D. Oh, my gosh. All right, Miss, I'll take this one. Is your career rewarding? All right, guys, look at that right there. I'm going to take, oh, boys. Alex is saying, a woman has said to him, is your career rewarding? You know what I would say? Never mind, Miss Mary. I got it. Never mind. You missed it. Don't worry about it. So is your career rewarding? Do you guys know what the average guy is going to do right here? The average guy is going to say, yes, my career is rewarding because I love my career. Okay? I love my career and I love my job. I work Monday through Friday at I work at a wine plant. Yeah, so I work at a wine plant and I work 3 days on and 4 days on, 3 days off. And all I do is I make this wine. It's a very tasty wine, and you know I love to make that wine. It's very, you know, it has a nice flavor to it. And you know, the flavor of the wine that I like to drink is, you know, in those days when, you know, a guy gets cramped up and he just can't talk to women. You know, it's a wine called Male MaxiPad Wine. And I love this. And I love the wine and how it tastes and how it drizzles down your throat. It has a smooth tasting fiber and flavor to it. And I'm just saying, you know, this is being brought to my mail magazine. All right, so what I'm saying to you guys out there that's listening to me, the question of do I find, wait, let me get it again because I'm gonna break this shit down. He asked me, did I find, let me see, what is it? Oh, yeah, do you find your career rewarding? I'm not here to talk about my career, but I can tell you what is rewarding to me is learning what's behind your smile. What's going to be rewarding to me is seeing that there's more to you than what I see right here. What's rewarding to me is realizing that you are actually worth my time. You see what I'm saying right there? You see what I'm saying right there? That's rewarding to me. Because one thing I'm not going to discuss, I don't want to talk or discuss about jobs or anything. I'm not here to talk about my job or your job. I'm here to see and talk to you about things and know and learn things about you that you don't talk to other men about. I'm not going to ask you any questions or anything, but as far as my career, I'm not here to talk about my career, but I will talk about things that I find rewarding. Because when I first met you, I can't say there was anything rewarding about you because I didn't know anything about you. But as I'm talking to you right now, as I'm looking at those cute eyes and that sexy-ass smile, I can see there are things that you have on the outside, but I want to know what's behind that smile. I want to know what's behind those eyes. I want to know what's behind those thoughts. Those are the things that I find rewarding. You see that, guys? Did I ask her any questions or did I just take what was being said and used it to fucking talk about me? I don't know why y'all want to talk about y'all careers and all that stuff, man. Y'all have to learn how to talk to women and not talk at women. Can't do this when you guys out here are not prepared for anything. There are going to be situations that things are going to stress you out, and that's true. There are going to be things that happen in your life that's going to make you feel that you're like, oh, my God, I got to say something right now. But this is not the time. Yeah, I'm not here to predict what can happen, but I can always prepare for uncertain times that come along. Now, if anybody real quick, since Miss Mary don't want to do it, anybody else want to tell me something a woman has said to you on a date that's thrown you off? Any of you? Tell me something. Give me something that tell me something real quick, guys. What has a woman said to you guys that has thrown you off? Tell me one thing a woman has said to you guys that you were like, I don't know how to answer that question. Give me one thing, and it's no judgment on you guys because I'm trying to help you out here. So when's the last time you were in a relationship? Now, I can easily go two roads with this. Number one, it's none of your business the last time I was in a relationship because who's saying I'm not in one right now? I am in a relationship. And when I first met you, you know I told you you're not the only one I'm seeing. So it's not the last time that I'm in a relationship. I think the question is how long have you been seeing the other women? Y'all think not? Wait. You think I'm not allowed to say that? Wait. Do you think I'm going to lie to her and tell her the last relationship I was in? Well, the last relationship I was in in 1846. Come on, man. A woman is not going to ask what your body count is, dude. Please don't ask no stupid-ass questions. What makes me special? You're going to find out what makes me special if you're worthy enough to see what's special. I never said that I was special to you. And one thing I'll never have to do is prove how special I am to anyone. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to see if you're wasting my time. I'm serious. Hey, if she pointed a finger at you and you stood around, then you're the chick in the relationship. If a woman says, you are too young for me at the table, you say, check, please. You say, check. Let a woman say you're too young for me. You say, check, please. You let her know, check, please. Let a woman say that. Check. Goodbye. How do you think you'll be able to sweep? Wait. How do you think you'll be able to sweep me off my feet? Listen, baby girl, I've already swept you off your feet. I'm not, baby, I think you got all this wrong. I think you're under the impression that I'm here to pander, run behind you, or kiss your ass. I think you got the wrong guy because I'm not here to sweep you off your feet. I'm here to sweep you off your mind. Woo! I'm not here to sweep you off your feet, man. I'm not like those other guys. No, I'm here to sweep you off your mind. Now, fuck your feet. Shit. Hold on. Another guy says that a girl once asked me about my, look, I'm just fucking. Just tell, listen, I'm fucking. If you want to know my body count is, would you be loyal to me? No. Mm-mm. When you're with me, I'll be loyal to you. Because when you're with me, I'll make you feel like you're the only woman in the world, but I am not going to lie to you and make you think you're the only woman in my life. I don't know why I got to lie about this. And if you want to go, there's a door. But listen, I would never ask, would you be loyal to all those other guys you're talking to? Because I don't mind you talking to other guys. I think you should. Matter of fact, wait, hold on. Wait, let's talk about loyalty for a second. Hold on, guys. Let's talk about loyalty for a second, okay? What I have here, let me pull this back. What I have here is the contract stating that you can go out with whoever you want to go out with. I'm not going to run behind you. You can see whoever you want to see. And when you want some dick, just let me know. What I need you to do is I need you to initial right here, and sign right here. Because I'm not loyal to you. I am only loyal to myself. And if you want me to lie like all those other guys, they're not loyal to you either. I'm just being honest with you. And if you don't like it, go. But I'm giving you the best thing. Come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all guys got to learn how to talk to these women, man. Y'all got to, y'all, if you cannot let a woman dictate and lead a man, especially in a conversation. Because the reason she's leading you is because you don't know what to say to them. So you're thinking, well, if I just play it safe and I answer her questions, she's going to like me that much more. And it doesn't work that way, gentlemen. The game doesn't work that way. And that's what I'm saying to y'all. The game doesn't work that way. Let's see. We got about 15, 20, 70 minutes left. Any other things women say to y'all? Give me some other stuff. What has a woman said to y'all that's throwing y'all off, man? I'm serious. There's no reason to. Look, if you have game and you can get women, please believe me, she's going to know. And all you guys lie like Pinocchio. Well, I ain't seen nobody. Come on, man. She knows you were trying to get at other women. Let me see here. Would you say you're cocky? No, I'm not cocky. I'm just honest. If you feel that my cockiness makes, if you feel that, excuse me, my honesty makes you feel cocky, then let me show you some of, hey, would a guy who's not cocky, would he not grab your hand like this? Hey, a guy that's not cocky, would he not scoot up to you like this? The guy that's not cocky, would he not rub the side of your cheek like this before he leans in and kiss you? I kiss her right there, G. I'm showing you. I'm telling you. I would do this shit. Next one. How can I trust you if I don't trust myself? Bye. I didn't ask you to trust me. I just need you to understand that you're not the only woman, and I know I'm not the only man, and you can use me like a dildo. So we're good. And if you don't trust yourself, hey, listen. Do you? I'm good. I'm not here. I'm not your man. I'm next to your dildo, your Willy Mam of 300. Use me. I'm not your man. Next one. She only wants to be loyal. She can get a side. Wait. She only wants you to be loyal. She can only get her side piece. Okay. Wait. That's a statement. Okay. That's not a question. Thank you for the 186. What else are they saying? If you want to just take me to bed, I'm not. What? Hey, Urban. I'm not, baby. Excuse me. Man, let me talk to you for a second, babe. Have I said or done anything to show you that I'm trying to get you in bed? Because I'm not really offended, but I don't think you understand who you're talking to. I'm not here to get you in bed. Because actually, I already got you in bed. Because every smile and every blush and everything you've been doing up to this point, we've been fucking on a mental level. And the fact is, I'm not trying to fuck you. I think you got me all wrong. Well, then what are you trying to do? I'm trying to show you why you should fuck me. I'm trying to show you why you should suck my dick. Because I'm the shit. Y'all understand? I will say that shit. Dude, you mean girlfriend, you dumb fuck. You don't ask a woman that question. I say the question women. Dude, come on, man. Come on, man. Listen, you're not my type. Here's a candle in the window. If you want to, whenever you're ready to smile, laugh, and blush, let me know. Hey, waiter, check, please. It was nice knowing you. You can leave now. I got this. Matter of fact, go ahead and go. Hey, what's up, girl? Yeah. No. She ain't fucking. She just left. Yeah, no. I'm free. Yeah. No. Hey, go ahead. I got everything. Here you go. Nah, I'll be over there. All right, let me go ahead and pay this bill. I'll be over there. I bet. All right, sexy. You don't think you're allowed to do that? Let's see here. What's the next one? Let's see here. What's the next one? Wow, you're moving too fast. Baby, I haven't done anything. Have I touched you? Have I pushed myself up on you? I think you got this all wrong. I don't move fast. I do move at my own pace. Because at the end of the day, I don't like wasting my time. But see, here's the problem, Rule. You're moving too fast and you're thirsty as fuck. Stop asking to get her to your place. Stop asking about fucking. Stop asking her sexual questions, because she won't say that if you're not being thirsty, dog. So stop being so thirsty and shit. You tell her to stop doing something, she says, or what? Hey, 360, what? Oh, wait. Can I show y'all something? Let me show y'all something. Watch this. Let me show y'all something. Hold on. I want to show y'all something. Let me do something unscripted. Let me show y'all something. I'm going to answer this question. Let me show you something. This is, hold on, let me find it. Let me see here. Hold on a second. Wait. All right, let me show you something. I'm going to show y'all something. Let me see if I can do it. Oh, I want to show y'all something. Watch this shit. Unscripted. Let me show y'all something. Y'all think I'm fucking... I'm going to show y'all something. Let me show y'all something. All my dogs, let me show y'all something. Hold on, watch this shit. Hold on. Let me show y'all something. Watch this. Watch. If their phone answers, I'm going to show you something. All right, hold on. Let me see. All right. Yeah, hold on. I'm going to try it again. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'm going to show y'all something. Give me a second. I'm going to show y'all something. Let me find that shit. Hold on one more time, guys. Hold on a second. All right, here we go. Watch this. Let's try it again. Here we go. Try it again. Hold on. I'm going to get that shit over. Let's see. Is that number right? I'm going to try it again.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Can you do me a favor and just call me a bitch?
I'm not going to do that.
Well, okay. Can you say, look here, motherfucker, I'm not going to wash one dish. I ain't going to cook no food or clean up for you. Look, motherfucker, sleep on the couch. You ain't shit. Can you tell me that?
No, I would not say that.
No. Hey, can you put your finger in my face and say, look, motherfucker, you ain't shit. Can you say that to me right now, please? Please?
No.
Please.
No, I cannot. That's rude.
Man, just say you ain't shit. Just cuss me. Can you just cuss me out one time, please?
Honey.
Please cuss me out.
I'm not talking to you like that.
Please cuss me out. I'm begging you.
I'm not going to talk to you like that.
No. Tell me to get up and do it yourself.
Honey.
Tell me to.
I'm not going to talk to you like
that. No. Fuck. All right. All right. You can go. All right. That's all. I tried. All right. Thank you. All right. Well, all right. Hey, guys, I tried. So I hope that answers your question. I tried, man. I actually tried to get her to cuss me out. But I wish somebody would say that to me. I wish somebody would say that to me, because I would dismiss her. Why wouldn't you commit? You just see me as a piece of ass. I'm not committing to you. I commit to myself. And no, I don't see you as a piece of ass. I'm giving you an opportunity here. If you don't like what you see, then there's a door you can leave. Let's see here. Let me grab another one. Wait, let me see here. That. All right, that's at the. All right, okay. So let me see another one. Let's see, what is this other one? Well, Gray, I ain't got much time. Send me your, send Greyhound my, themanmindset@gmail.com. Send me your number at themanmindset@gmail.com. I'll call you real quick. I'll call you real quick. Just send me your number. If you ain't got time, we're good. She said, you just came here to fuck and you just leave. Well, yeah, she should say that. She should say that because that's not why you should, because what you don't understand, J-Dog, is when you're desperate, needy, and creepy, and you're coming off thirsty, I keep telling you, you have got to understand every woman has morals, values, ethics, judgments, and also they don't trust you. So if all you're doing is trying to smash a woman, you're just telling her, okay? All you're saying to that woman is you're saying to her that you're dirt under my shoe. So she should do that, okay? She should knock you like that, man. Shout out to 196 likes. Thank you, guys. And I will change this number. I promise you. I'll do that later on tonight. Guys, we might go live. And like I said, I always like, we might do a sex show late tonight. We might do a sex show late tonight. We'll see. But let's see here. What else we got? Let's see here. Let's see what else we got. Where do I see myself in the next 5 years? I can't tell you about the next 5 years, but I can see myself in the next 5 minutes when I lean in and do this to you. Or I can see myself in the next 5 minutes while I come a little bit closer, get in your ear and say some things that you've never heard before. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about the next 5 years. I know about my next 5 years, so I don't need to think about it. That's why I don't. But again, I don't know you well enough to discuss that. And what I'm trying to get you to see is that I don't want this to be a Q&A of boring conversations. I want us to have conversations that go deep, have a deeper meaning to them, where we can actually see, do we have something here? Because telling you a plan for 5 years is not going to help this situation much. And that's the truth. And that's the truth, though. That's the truth. That's the truth, though. So that's how, see, this is how the game works. So we have, let's see, 55. Okay. So, yeah, guys, we got about 10. I do about 10 more minutes. Okay. But what I'm saying to you guys is, and if Gray hit me up, I answer the same. But what I'm saying to you guys is y'all go wrong in this because you're just trying to please the woman or you're walking around eggshells thinking that if I got to say the right thing. There is no right thing when it comes to women. There isn't. There is no right thing. And there's no wrong thing. You see, as a man, I want to show her why me. And I can't show her that if I can't make her smile, laugh, blush, think, and react to what I'm saying. To where she's so in tune with the conversation that she herself loses time. Where she feels like she's the only woman in the room. That's how you got to learn how to talk to these women. But you cannot talk at them. When you talk at them, it's an automatic loss, brothers. Let me get this. I think, wait, let me see here. Hold on. Well, yeah, you got to be real with yourself to be real with the woman. Yes. G is asking a question. Is this what you say to every girl? Only the ones I'm interested in, F-Dog. Only, hey, listen. It's not what I say when I'm interested in you. I'm a broken record. I know what I want. I'm not here to impress you. I'm not here to impress you. And if you think I'm here to impress you, then there's the door. I don't need you. And I'm not here to be a dick to say I don't need you and to hurt your feelings. Is that I don't even know you. And even if I knew you, I wouldn't need you. Listen. The only reason I came up to you is you got my curiosity, okay? Your look caught my eye. That's the truth. But see, I am more than that. Because remember, guys, what do I keep telling you about the detective, right? Remember, when you see a woman, the first thing that should come out is the detective, right? And what does the detective say? Remember the detective? The who, the what, and the why. Who is she? What is she about? And why her? So then when you are talking to a woman, remember the interaction line that I told you guys. Everything I'm saying to the woman is an interaction that we're having, that I am leading her exactly where I want her to go, gentlemen. But I'm not trying to kiss her ass. Wait, you talked about on the show how you think about the man on a daily basis because you know the man. I'm still confused about, wait a second. You talked about the show or how you don't think about the man on a daily basis because you know the man. I don't understand what you're talking about, G. I do not understand what you're talking about. I need more clarity on that. Jay asks, are you actually interested in me as a person or just want to fuck me? Here's the I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I don't know you well enough as a person, and I don't even know you well enough to fuck you. Hell, I don't know you well enough to know if you're worth my time. I don't know if you're well enough to worth that you're worth my respect, more or less the dick. So if you want to know, that's not the answer. No, I don't. Listen, I love giving the dick away, but I don't flood the market with dick. My dick is, you got to work for this shit. I'm not like these surface dwellers. If you get with me, I'm a freaking, you know, guys, you know what I do. You know how I am, man. What I'm saying to you guys out there is that I'm the Willy Wonka chocolate factory. She's got to get the golden ticket. I keep telling you, I'm not trying to fuck. I'm showing her why she should fuck me. The man being yourself, how you don't think about yourself and believe what you said. Let me simplify this shit for you. Do you have to go around telling people that you know your alphabet? Do you have to go around telling people you know how to count from 1 to 10? You don't have to go around saying that shit if you know it. So I don't understand. What the fuck do I have to say to myself that I know about myself? I don't understand what you're talking about because it doesn't make any sense what you're saying, brother. My kids are your age, and if I were your mother, I wouldn't want you to be with a woman with kids. Wait, my kids are your age. If I was your mother, I want you to be with a woman around. Well, Ernest, look, listen. First off, I'm not here to talk about your kids because your kids are none of my business. Second off, you're not my mother, because if you were, I guess I would be a motherfucker because you'll be fucking me. Third off, please do not waste my time with this frivolous ass shit. I don't give a fuck about single mothers that way. I am not judging a single mother, because let me tell you something, lady. All single mothers are not equal. So I am not here to judge a woman for having a child. And let me educate you, lady. Every woman out there that has a child has it by a different circumstance. And if they have it by these circumstances and you don't know that, then we're going to have to end this date right here because you look like you a bag of rocks, and I ain't messing. Get the fuck out of this table. Just get the fuck out of this table. Because, Sir Ernest, let me tell you something, dumb motherfucker. You thought you slick. You better get your red pill bitch ass off here. Don't ever say no stupid shit like that again. Because all single mothers are not equal, you dumb fuck. And you never had no woman say that because you don't even get any pussy, you dumb bitch. You can't even believe I even entertain that silly ass shit. And this is why women don't even want to mess with guys like you. Because you and your fucking emotional feelings. Why don't you take your panties off and man the fuck up? What made me spark your curiosity? Well, when I saw you, I saw something that I liked. You know, I love, one thing I love is a certain type of body structures, but I know body isn't everything. Yeah, so you do get my curiosity. Curiosity is what I saw. I saw your look. I saw your smile. I saw a lot of things I was truly interested in, but now we're here. We're past the curiosity point. Now I need to know things about you that's actually going to get my attention, because if I feel like I'm wasting my time, I will dismiss you. Wait, what the fuck are you saying? I barely met you. Wait, would you cry if I died? Response was, I barely just met you. A decent response. What the fuck are you, what are you talking about? Would you cry if I died? Response was, I barely just met you. King, if a woman is asking, would you cry if you died, then that shows you the lack of fucking intelligence you have to mess with bottom-of-the-barrel women. Dude, have some fucking morals to yourself. Jesus Christ, man. All right, guys, we're almost done. Guys, hey, all my dogs out there, what's that? I appreciate you guys, man. We're chopping it up. Don't forget, guys, tomorrow, Real Game No Theory. You know, hey, say, always go to the Man Mindset, the Man Mindset. Make sure y'all subscribe, gentlemen. Go ahead and, hey, guys, make sure you subscribe. Get the like. Hey, guys, and also, all my guys, subscribe. Make sure y'all subscribe to the Man Mindset. But also, don't forget tomorrow, Real Game No Theory at 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock, the group comes together. So y'all can come in early because the show starts around 11:56, 11:54. So we're going to be chopping up game, the Real Game No Theories tomorrow. So make sure y'all chop that up. But gentlemen, like I want to say to y'all guys, man, I appreciate the likes and all that. But you know, I always say it, guys, at the end of the day, gentlemen, always remember the graveyard. I'm the only one on the internet that tells you this shit. Always remember the graveyard, because always remember everybody in there had one thing in common. And that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. This is why I tell you guys, you've got to live every day like it is your last. I'm not saying it is going to be your last. I'm saying that y'all have got to learn game. And once you learn game, you will be able to walk away from women, and you will stop worrying about what women are doing and saying and just stick to your plan and stand on your square. That's what the game is all about. Yeah, you know I mean, right? Hey, guys, hey. Y'all know how to get me, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. Send a number, some number, name a number. If y'all need some help, go to the Man Mindset. Go to the website, the Man Mindset, manmindset.com. A lot of free information for you guys. Show you how to cook. We have a free dating chat line. We have the erogenous zone where I talk to women. And then we got the School of Dating show. We got a cooking show. So we got a lot of stuff that's actually free. I got to figure out, I got to check the boot camp so I can unlock those so I can watch those for free. But we get a lot of free information. Like I say, this show was a three-hour show. We kick out shows all the time. Shout out to the 211. And for the 296 that broke the record right here, I got you. We'll make that change, okay? But we wanted to just test things out. Shout out to everybody, man. I appreciate all you guys out there, man. But listen, I might be on late tonight. If not, I'm probably do a show Sunday. What asking for wisdom from a coach that's leaving the team defeat the purpose of self-improvement. I believe I did the right call. Wait, would asking for wisdom from a coach that's leaving the team, I don't know what the fuck are you, what are you talking about, brother? Anyway, would asking for wisdom from a coach that's leaving the team, what, a sports team? What, I don't understand. What are you talking about? Why would you, what are you talking about? The thing that I understand about you surface dwellers, can y'all please articulate what the fuck you're talking about, man? I can't understand what you're talking about. I'm trying to understand this real quick because I got to go, but what are you talking about? But asking for wisdom from a coach that's leaving the team defeat the purpose of self-improvement. If you have a team of coaches, you already lost. I don't understand the question. I think you already lost, man. Yeah, yeah, Peach, I think you're talking on the side of your leg. What are you talking about? A team? Brother, one mind, one way, one thought, one master, man. You don't fucking have a bunch of masters. Now, listen, yes, you can say in high school you had different teachers, but I don't understand what you're saying, man. You got to get back with me on that. I don't know what the fuck you're saying. Anyway, guys, I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. Guys, hey, listen to me. Gentlemen, please just take time to learn yourself. Learn the game. Learn and understand yourself. The more you learn, the more you understand, okay? All right, wait a second. Hold on, wait. You know what I can't stand about you weak motherfuckers like this, Jamal, that's asking me this stupid-ass shit? It's not because, it's because. It's not B-E-C-O-U-S-E. Please learn correct grammar. But let me go back to this bitch shit you said. Let me find this weak-ass shit before I end this shit. Let me find this weak shit this motherfucker said. Hold on, let me see if I'll find it. Okay. You just came here to fuck, and then you leave. You don't care about me. I thought we were a team. And what makes you a bitch is that you made her actually think you were actually wanted to be with her. See, I can tell, listen, hold on, let me say something. Wait, all the women. Hold on, let me say this because ladies, all the ladies out here, all the ladies, please unplug because I don't like to hype you up. Let me show you why you are weak as fuck. Because you're bitch ass and you know you did it. You didn't want to just fuck, because if you just wanted to fuck, why is she bringing up, I thought we were a team? You want to know why? Because weak, bitch-ass guys like you take unsuspecting women and lie to them on all occasions, trying to make them feel something that they don't even know, okay? They don't even know, and that's your fucking problem. Your fucking problem is you lie to women. And you manipulate women, and you deceive women. That woman ain't saying that shit out the fucking side of her neck because you lied to her, you weak motherfucker. So please delete. No, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to block you. Get the fuck off of my channel because I don't like people like you, because you're the reason why women are dogging out these guys over here, because you're lying to them and you're pushing. Now I'm at, wait. Now is I'm asking anyone who I believe that can help me with my life for wisdom bad. Listen, I'm going to give you some tough love. Either you get off of your lazy fucking ass and get some coaching, or don't ever ask me for shit. That's the wisdom I'm giving you. I ain't here to coddle your fucking ass and give you wisdom, motherfucker. So if you want wisdom, get off your lazy fucking ass and get some coaching. How about that for wisdom? And if you don't like it, get your fucking ass out too. Let me get this last one real quick, and we out, man. Get this last one. I'm stuck between wanting to go out and getting experience from a freeway and staying home and focus on making money and trying to, man, Filter Sauce, you are weak as fuck as well. Filter Sauce, you are just as weak as fuck as well. Filter Sauce, you know I would say to you, stay in the house. Please, don't, hey, listen, Filter, stay in the house, and I'm going to tell you why. Because as soon as you go out of the house, you're going to be food because your pussy is tighter than the women you're talking to. You come, I don't know why you think you'll come over with this red pill thinking, think that I'm going to coddle you. Stay home and make your money, dweller. You're still a fucking loser. You're just a loser that makes money. So I recommend you stay home Because if you go out that door, those women are going to eat your weak ass up because you ain't got no game. Because you're standing on your wallet and not your mind, son. So stay in the house. Stay in the house. Don't go out there because they're going to eat you up, dog. They're going to eat you for lunch, man. I'm telling you, I'm keeping it real, man. They're going to eat you up for lunch. Please, stay home.